Hello, fellow homebrewers. JP here, and I want to introduce to you the brand new Brew-Built X1 Conical Series available at More Beer. More Beer sells the highest standard in homebrewing equipment, and the Brew-Built Conicals are just that. They're made from mirror-polished 304 stainless steel, and they come with loads of features that you and I have been looking for. They have a full 2-inch bottom dump valve, which will eliminate your clogging issues, while the sturdy base includes 4 reinforced legs, just like those big pro tanks do. More Beer also carries the Brew-Built line of options and add-ons like casters, pressure kits, and even external glycol chillers. So you can find out more about the new Brew-Built X1 conical uni tanks by going over to morebeer.com for detailed videos on the entire line of Brew-Built conicals. You can trust Brew-Built with your next fermentation, and you can trust More Beer to find the right conical for you. Brew-Built at morebeer.com.
Homebrewers, craft brewers, beer lovers, beer drinkers.
Get ready for an all-new experience in information exchange and beer culture.
Your only source for live beer radio that brings expert brewers from around the globe
right to your home.
You're not just listening to broadcasters, it's the Brewcasters
on the Brewing Network.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to the Sunday Session. The beer show. The Sunday show. The only show that you need in your repertoire of shows about beer. With our co-host, JP.
It's amazing how different your voice sounds from the intro now. You know, from the intro way back then.
Yeah.
To right now.
Back then, yeah.
It's like, you know, you've become a man.
Puberty set in.
I'm ditching the intro, by the way.
Are you?
We will have an all new intro the first of the year.
Has it become like Sully's commercial? That's right, cans.
Well, it's just, it's time, you know? It's an old voice. It's an old track. It says old things. And, I work with this guy at CBS who just has an awesome announcer voice. He's like, he's got that voice.
Yeah.
Is he like the janitor or something?
He's a janitor. he's the production director for two of the biggest stations in San Francisco. And he happens to like me and my show. And so he works with me on my CBS shows. And he's going to do some voicing for us here, too. So it's cool. Like, he's a guy that I would have to pay several $100s if he didn't like us. You know what I mean? If he wasn't a friend. So he's going to do some great voicing. He's working on it now. So we'll have a whole new intro.
Cool.
To get rid of that thing. My whiny girl voice. All excited about the show.
It's the Brewcasters!
Yeah. And if I recorded it now, it'd be much less enthusiastic if I did it myself.
It's the beer. Roll it!
Yeah, let's just get to it. Welcome. Beavis is back in the studio.
Hi.
With us. What's up, Bevo?
Hi, how are you?
Good, thanks for coming back. She can only stick with us till like 7, and then JP's back on duty.
What?
Sorry.
Yeah, she has to go to some stupid party. Christmas party or birthday party or
birthday
something.
Party.
I see. So, but she's here until 7. So join the chat to talk with Bevo and send your questions over to us. Just hit the chat now button right on our homepage. Don't register. Don't, use a password. Don't do any of those things it looks like you're supposed to do. Just type in a name and click enter. You'll make it into the chat room and then you can hang out with all the other, homebrewers in there that are chilling with us. Be nice to Bevo today, because she deserves it.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And, of course, Dr. Scott in the studio with us.
Yeah, good to be here.
We've got some good stories about Doc this week, one in particular. And Chris Graham is with us this week.
Good to be here.
Graham's is going to be covering, along with Doc, how to build a brew house today. Now, of course, Graham's done a couple of topics with us in the past, and your most popular one so far was Brewing on the Cheap.
How to be a cheap bastard.
Yeah, everyone loves Brewing on the Cheap. And then your second most popular, of course, was the equipment show you did with us last time, which was kind of, just building extra things onto your system, things like that. Well, now we're going to talk about building the ideal brew house. And I think between the two of you, you guys have broken it down into three different types of brew houses, right?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
So we've got it. We've got a brew house for every level. We've got it for just, you know, the backyard brewer like myself. I think we've got it for somebody who's got a shed or some sort of structure already there. And then we've got, like, the super doc style brew house.
Exactly.
You know, like a full-on...
pull out the stops and go for it.
Yeah, just really...
more money than sense. I mean,
yeah. So doing all that today. So get your questions ready. You can do that in the chat. Or you can call us 888-401-BEER. It's a toll-free call. 888-401-BEER. And I just bill it to B3, so don't worry about using that using that number too much.
I do the same thing.
James.
Great.
I took a note out of JP's playbook, and I just kind of slip it right into some B3 invoice somewhere. So that's how you get your questions over to us. All right, most important thing that we have to talk about today is the Brewing Network stripper pole. It's arrived. We now have a stripper pole.
It's erect.
In our studio.
It concerns me that I was gone for 1 week, and I come back and it's a stripper pole.
Within a week, Brewing Network has a stripper pole.
Don't ever leave again.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Well, we had a great show last week, by the way. It was a lot of fun. Yeah. Everyone was in a good mood last week, and we had a good show. And one of our listeners and his wife, of course, Bad Rock, and his wife, Vanna, happened to run an online sex shop. So they had sent me a link during the week that they had heard us talking about getting a stripper pole, and they just so happened to sell a stripper pole. What's it called, Graham? You have the...
Do I really have to read that off?
Yeah.
My sexy little pole.
My sexy little pole.
Then trademark at the end. Don't ever use that sound bit.
Oh,
yeah,
man.
So we've got my sexy little pole. At the end of last week's show, you know, Doc and I decided, you know, F it, we'll do it. Doc said, if you can figure out how to accept PayPal, I'll order it tonight.
Yeah.
Well, by the time we got off the air last week, Bad Rock had figured out how to accept PayPal. Doc and I spent another couple hours on the back porch drinking beer after the show, and then somewhere around midnight came in here and ordered it. You know, I checked the email and said, all right, Doc, we can do this if you want. So he said, well, hell yeah, order it up. Well, in our excitement...
And haste.
Yes. And inebriation... We sort of forgot to specify an address to ship the stripper pole to.
Yeah.
But I just, you know, like, Bad Rock and Vanna, they listen to the show.
Yeah.
They know that it should come here and not to Doc's house, right?
Oh, yeah.
Well, they shipped the stripper pole to Doc's house.
That's awesome.
Well, I was during about, I was supposed to get to Thursday or something like that.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
About Wednesday, I started thinking, where are they going to send this thing? So,
yeah,
they used the.
I sent her a email and I CC'd you about it, and you just thought it was a joke.
I did. I opened my email. It was actually Thursday morning that the email started going around because that was the day it was supposed to arrive. And Doc goes, yeah, I hadn't even thought about it. You know, I just was excited to get the stripper pole. And I see Doc's email, and he goes, you know, hey, I just was thinking. Where by chance did you send that stripper pole? And I'm thinking, and I reply before Vanna even gets back. I'm like, oh, that's great. This will be awesome if it go. What great radio it is going to be.
If you could only be there to record that.
Yeah.
And default address.
Because, you know, Doc's wife opens up the box and here's a stripper pole. And what could Doc possibly say when she says, what the hell is this?
I heard it's a good workout.
It's a stripper pole.
He'd have to say,
Santa must have given you something.
Merry Christmas, dear.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Enhanced. No stripper pole for the BN.
Right. So that would have been bad. His other response would have been, well, that's for the BN.
The studio. And the BN.
Oh. You wouldn't be coming over here anymore.
Exactly. And I'm thinking, that's a showstopper. Like, of all the things that, all the conversations Doc has had to have about this program, that one's a showstopper.
What are you doing over there?
I thought this was a beer show.
Yeah.
Well,
and radio, by the way.
I kind of wonder if Mrs. Doug has, like, divorce papers in a secret drawer.
Just ready.
And she's just waiting to pull them out. You know what? There you go.
They're just, like, ready.
Yeah.
And they're at the ready.
Filled out and everything.
So, you know, so I'm laughing about this thing. I'm sending emails back about how funny that will be. And then it occurs to me, shit, maybe he's serious. Where is that thing going? And Vanna gets back to us. Well, it's going to Moraga, so you better get your ass home.
So Doc, that's where that UPS intercept comes along.
Yeah. So Doc hauls ass out of the office at lunch.
I get home, and the UPS driver just passes me in the driveway.
You just dropped it.
So I just grabbed it and threw it in the brew house and
made it.
Well, and there a couple packages came.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, she saw the truck. I said, well, what came? Oh, some stuff for you.
Oh, she was home?
Oh, yeah.
She was home.
That's why I'm saying, like, he got there just in time because, you know, had he come an hour later, she might have already gone through
figured,
the packages.
I figured she was out, like, running errands or doing whatever.
Can you imagine being Doc's patient at that point? He's go fast.
Oh, man. How
I wasn't that worried because she wouldn't have opened it.
Oh, she wouldn't have?
No.
Oh, I thought for
but she
sure.
She would have sure asked me what it was.
So yeah. The cover, it came wrapped because the outside of the packaging has this really, really slutty chick opening this pole and screwing it in. She wouldn't have seen any of that. It just would have been this oblong container.
Yep. And they used discreet packaging.
No, it came in a box.
A big box.
It came in a box.
It was discreet. Like, did it say the return label say?
I didn't
like,
bother to look.
Erotic confessions or
your
whatever.
Your passion consultant.
Yeah.
Dot.
My sexy little pole.
My sexy little pole.
All right. So, anyway, I just thought that was funny. Well, now it is temporarily mounted in the center of the studio, and I'm pretty sure that next week is our last show of the year. So it's our Christmas party show, and it will also be a very stripper Christmas for the Brewery Network. It's going to be our stripper show.
Really?
Bevo is going to be the first person to break in our stripper pole.
Seriously?
And she's real excited about it, too.
Comes with
can you tell?
Comes with a DVD. So,
yeah,
so.
She's gonna
so
be watching. She's gonna take the DVD home and study up on how to.
Dude, I'm gonna not eat for a week.
Do we need to buy you like a sexy outfit or something?
So that, sure.
Yeah.
No. I'll buy, sure? Myself.
Really?
I'll buy it myself. Yeah.
Because we don't.
I don't trust a damn thing you would buy. No.
Come on, Doc doesn't mind. You know, we'll pick it out. You don't have to do any of the work.
Nope. Yeah,
just invoice it to
B3. I can be just as sexy in a pair of sweats as anything else.
Do that. I mean, then if it was going to be that, we'd ask JP to do it.
Yeah.
You know, he's got boobs.
Yeah. I think that's a great idea.
Then we'll have two sexy poles in the room.
Oh. So Bevo's going to break in the stripper pole. I'll see what I can do about some other amateurs in here that aren't Schumann to strip on the pole for us so we can have a very stripper Christmas. The other thing about next week's show, on a more serious note, I'll let you guys know, Doc, we may have to do it early, like start an hour earlier or something and end an hour earlier. A friend of mine, Schumann's, guy we used to work with and do music with, a real good guy and a young guy. He's in a coma, had a heart attack, he's in a coma, and they're doing a fundraiser for him. So, they're inviting a bunch of musicians that used to work there to go, like, play at this fundraiser. So Schumann and I really want to go do that, and it's Sunday night. And I don't want to cancel the show, it's our last show of the year, we're not doing the other 2 weeks, so, I'll keep everybody posted, I'll put it up on the website and in the forum and everything, because I'm thinking maybe if we started at 4, be the first time we've ever done that, but no big deal, right? No. Started an hour early, and then if we can finish by 8, I mean, that gives us still a 4-hour show,
yeah.
Which I think we'll need if we're, you know, strippers and everything. be done by 8, and then we can get out here, and Schumann and I can go do that. So, and Schumann, by the way, is our interim producer this week. Shat.
Hence him sitting on the couch.
Yeah, he's doing exactly what. Yeah.
I had to get my own beer.
Tasty McShat and Tasty McDole are on their way back from their Boston trip. They did the Sam Adams tour from the long shot competition thing. McDole got to bring a guest with him to go and brew with Sam Adams. Not his beer, obviously, because they're not doing that till next year. But they still got to brew. There was a party. They're hanging out in the tasting room with Jim, bunch of stuff like that. And he got to bring a guest. He brought Sleepy McShat with him. Brought his girlfriend.
Shatty McSweet Dreams.
Yeah. So, rumor has it they could only get a single bed, but we'll find out those details.
A king
later.
Leisure bed?
I heard that McDole booked that before they even knew that they could only get a single bed.
Yeah. So Schumann will take all the flack for our faults today.
Great.
He is our interim producer.
And great.
Doing a great job so far. He helped Doc install the stripper pole.
Yep.
So he's already done more than Shat has. You know. All right, a couple of announcements. I announced last week we put up our donation page. It is officially there. You can sign. You can either give a one-time donation, like you always have been able to, and a lot of you asked for a subscription type of deal, which I've set up, and there's a bunch of different levels, everywhere from $2. I think it goes all the way up to some ridiculous thing like $100 if you have nothing else to do with your money.
For the lunch meat donation.
Yeah, the lunch meat donation is $100 a month. And it's just a recurring thing. You can sign up and forget about it, and it helps us. And a bunch of you have done it already. signed up for all different levels. I wanted to thank a bunch of people, and I want to read your names, too, because you guys have signed up since I set this up 2 weeks ago, and you deserve to be mentioned. So these are new enlistees into the BN Army. Thank you to Keith, Stephen G., Timothy C., Choice Buildings, Mark S., Chris R., Yancey B., David L., Robert G., John M., William A., Peter M., Robert B., Wayne F., Jason L., Charles E., Raymond S., Micah S., Chris B., Adam W., Justin B., Joachim R., Kenneth S., Michael V., Barry C., William P., Yan C., Irwin L., Gardner A., Curtis G., Darren R., and last but certainly not least, Adam W. You guys rock. Thank you very much. Everybody donated, and you're now the newest members of the BN Army.
Any lunch meat donations?
Nobody has signed up for that ridiculous amount of money.
I'm totally going to do it.
You're going to do it?
Yeah. I think that'd be fun.
Great.
Yeah. Cancel it like an hour later.
Yeah. So really, all of you, that's a bunch of help. I'd have read your full names, but I don't know. Some of you like to remain anonymous, so you know who you are, and really appreciate it. So everybody can keep doing that. There's also brand new items in the store. I put up the Classic Styles and How to Brew combo order. It's the only way to get a signed copy of Classic Styles, and along with it, you get a signed copy of How to Brew by John Palmer. So order both of those books together now in the store. Just hit that combo button. You get signed copies, and you'll have them in time for Christmas. There's some new shirts in there. I put Homebrew Man t-shirts there from More Beer. Those are cool. Who designed those for you, anyway?
Furman Tap.
Is that your idea, JP?
No.
No.
It was a...
You stole it?
Yes. No, I think it was a collab, an improvisation upon an old idea that has been and gone.
Okay. They're cool shirts. It's got a Homebrew Man logo on the front and a bunch of text on the back that's like the old Superman, you know, stronger than a... whatever.
A thing.
Yeah. They're cool shirts. You can get that in there. And I put some new books in there. There's a yeast plush stuffed animal in there.
Best gift for a small child.
The yeast plush?
Yeah.
Yeah, they love that.
Yeah.
Love that sort of thing. And coming hopefully late this week for the first time, BN Army hoodies. I'm nice. Supposed to get them. They told me on the 13th-ish. So certainly by next show they should be up. So hang in there for that. And there's already BN Army shirts in there. Email show ideas to Chad at thebrewingnetwork.com. That's producer Chad. He does all the booking now. And, yeah, I think that covers it for announcements, doesn't it?
Can I just say what good of a job Schumann just did in getting Doc and Chris a beer?
Is he?
Yeah.
Maybe he's working to replace...
He has a place after all.
Yeah.
Working his way up the company ladder.
He is.
Yeah, up the company stripper pole.
He's out... yeah, we...
Stripping his way up the pole.
Ours is a pole, Graham. You guys have a ladder. We have a pole.
Wasn't he naked on the AM show, anyway?
He was. Did you listen to that?
I got... Very beginning, I got right at the end. I went hiking with the Cub Scouts.
Ah, all right.
And, yeah, I got to listen a little bit.
Yeah, I'm sitting there in the booth. We have these really nice booths at CBS, and they're all kind of linked next to each other, you know, different audio booths. And it, right in front of me is a window to the other booth. And I'm right in the middle of the show, and Schumann comes walking in naked. He just decides it'd be great if he takes all his clothes off and walks in front of the window.
Let's hope he doesn't do that now.
For me to have to see.
Especially with my beer in his hand.
Thank my you. Sweet little pole.
The thing is, I'm so used to Schumann doing stupid things like that, I didn't bust out laughing or anything. It didn't ruin the radio. I just casually mentioned that my producer is naked. So it was kind of good.
How did you not vomit?
Like I said, I live with the guy. Uh-huh. I mean, he does penis puppetry around the house all the time.
That's why I'm asking.
Yeah, seeing him naked is like right now, it's kind of normal. I'd rather see him that than him contorting his penis into different shapes at this point.
Do you know how many people I know who have seen Schumann do the penis puppetry and then have taken it home and
tried it themselves?
And have now become penis puppets themselves?
He's a big hit with his penis puppetry.
Hey, Schumann, can you do an imitation of a stripper pole with your penis?
No.
Ew.
More of a more
okay,
of like
I'll be
a,
right there.
More of like a stripper toothpick if you needed something like that. Yeah, if Schumann ever asks you if you'd like to see if you'd like a hamburger,
yeah.
The correct answer would be no.
Yeah. Or
no matter how hungry you are.
And never ask him what time it is either.
Yeah. Graham, you ever seen the hamburger?
No.
It's actually really good.
Yeah. You want a hamburger?
In a sick kind of a way. So anyway, yeah, him walking around the studio naked was nothing. Could have got me fired, I suppose. But
one Schumann, two balls.
Big deal. Yeah, exactly. All right, Doc. Time for your favorite part.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
You've got mail.
Kick ass.
A little bit of feedback this week. get a lot of new listeners, which is always cool.
Really?
A lot of people just finding us.
Nice.
That's cool.
I can never figure out how we're just being found. We're everywhere.
This is 12 years of doing what we do, and people
still just find
it. And they live in, like, Concord.
Oh, you're kidding me.
Nah.
It is amazing, I guess. All right, so this guy just found us. He's already joined the forum and everything. Hey, just wanted to say that your show rocks. Really makes me jealous. I don't live closer to the West Coast beer mecca. I do have a suggestion for the forum. Jamil and others have said that awesome beer can be made from extract if the fermentation is good. As a result, I've decided to focus more attention on the yeast, but I've noticed that your forum does not have a fermentation category. You guys should consider maybe adding it. And that's cheers from Ed, the Malted Bavarian. That's not a bad idea.
That's not a bad idea, actually, Ed.
I mean, there's a lot of different beer topics, I guess, in there, but...
Because we have, you know, you have extract and you have all grain, but yeah. Fermentation would cover both of those.
Yeah, that's true.
I think that's an excellent idea.
I'll have to put that... I don't really pay attention to all the beer parts of my forum. I don't think I've ever posted under, like, the instructional threads of our forum.
Well, yeah.
Well, there's a reason for that.
It's better that way.
Yeah, definitely. That's not my...
Unless you're asking a question.
In fact, I'm pretty sure that the admins have restricted me from even entering those areas of our forum. I hear that that our forum has great information.
It does,
really?
Yeah, because I check out our forum all the time, and then every once in a while, like, as in more beers, and then every once in a while I'll come on ours, on the BN.
Yeah.
And questions are already answered in a very time. Why are you staring at me?
I just think what you're saying is so interesting, I can't tear my eyes away from you. We're having a moment right now.
Okay, good.
Wow.
Every question is answered immediately.
Really?
Yeah. Where sometimes on the Morbier forum it takes a couple hours to get through, but there's someone pumping questions out and answers all the time on our forum.
I see.
It's really great.
I hear about it all the time.
I'm hearing those bored people on the BN forum.
Well, it's mainly bub.
Yeah, exactly. So anyway, I'll put it to the people who control that shit.
I think we should do it on the Morbier forum.
Fermentation segment.
Put bub on there?
No.
No, that's a bad idea.
Bub hasn't found the Morbier forum, and I thank my stars every day.
It's funny that Bub's like our welcoming committee on the forum. Not even if he doesn't respond to new users who post there, everybody else is sort of welcome to new people. Is in reference to Bub.
Yeah.
There's always a Bub warning.
Yeah, it's like, always watch out for this guy.
Yeah, welcome to the forum, watch out for Bub. However it happens, whether he does it himself or somebody else,
yeah.
he's our welcoming committee. Which is kind of makes me nervous that he's like our front man. He's like our face man.
Face man.
Although, I wouldn't have it any other way.
Oh,
that there's some creepy, really twisted guy that's like our front man. Yeah. I like that. Anyway.
Get him right out there in front for everybody.
Yeah.
Thanks, Doc.
Let's see. What do we got? Here's a guy. Hey, Justin, long-time listener, first-time feedback.
Feedbacker.
Very official. Great show the other week with Alan Pugsley from Shipyard Brewing. Even if he did speak over you and didn't give you a chance to talk. Yeah,
He just kept plowing right through it, didn't he?
Yeah, and it didn't bother me. He had a lot of good things to say.
Yeah.
But he, I have to say, he's a tough nut to crack. He was the first guest that's ever been in here that I've, or not in here, just that we've interviewed, that I've not been able to direct the way I want the guy to go, right?
Yeah.
Like, if they start to get a little too serious and I want to fuck around, I make that happen. This guy,
Steamroller right through.
I'd find
he
a little
had
pause.
The script. He had
something. I'd find a little pause and I'd interject a question. He would actually raise his voice to go over
and
me.
Keep going.
Yeah.
Like he didn't even hear you.
Yeah.
I bet this guy was either a school teacher or had kids at some point.
Yeah, probably, or both. You know, like I said, I didn't mind. He had great things to say, but that was a tough interview for me. I'm not used to being walked over.
So, is that the first time feedback?
About that, yeah. He lives in Connecticut, though. He wanted to say just that the guy's great, and by the way, the beers at their brew pub are even better. He wants us to go out there, spend a couple of days brewing with him, and go to Sam Adams and other brew pubs and all that. I've already done all that, though, actually. I've been to Sam Adams. I'll go brew with Alan Pugsley, though. He did invite us to go do that, Doc, if you remember.
Yeah.
So we'll have to do that. But he wants us to know, show motivated me to get back into brewing and also sit for the BJCP exam.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, so he's done that. And he's also beginning to enter his beers in competition.
Nice.
The main reason I read this email for JP and Doc, keep up the great work, and we need more Doc and JP.
Whoa,
those guys crack me the F up.
Wow.
Nice.
And that's Jay from Brookline, Connecticut. So... props to you two fellas.
Slightly retarded then, huh?
Yeah, he's a little slow. Apparently.
Well, Jay, polish that plate in your head. We're going to get ready for another show. I don't know what that means.
Here, I got one from a BN wife. Hey, BN, I'm one of the wives out there that's forced to listen to you guys yap.
He holds her head right to like a speaker.
You listen! Yeah. She says, actually, I've come to enjoy the Sunday show, and I guess I can't complain as long as my husband's making me delicious beer on the regular.
Nice.
Anyway, one of my favorite parts of the session is the drinking-themed music that you play during the breaks, and I have a suggestion for you. And she mentions a band, Lucero, out of Memphis, that does a great cover of Jawbreaker's Kiss the Bottle.
Jawbreaker's a good band.
You know, though, I listened to the song. Here, I'll play it. It wasn't that great. It's okay. Maybe I wasn't paying
enough
attention.
Is this the cover or is this the original? Is it the cover?
This is a cover. They cover whoever originally did it. I don't know. The guy has a creepy voice, which I like creepy voices. Let's see if it's any good. If it's good, I'll put it in rotation.
Schumann, is this good? You don't know.
I feel dirty.
You can listen with my headphones. I don't really want to hear.
Where's the strippers?
I think maybe this is Vivo's stripper song.
Yeah, where's the stripper?
I think I smell cigarettes.
Yeah.
Stale beer.
Taste an ashtray.
Yeah.
You hear that banjo in the back, Doc?
I got a few dollars.
Yeah, maybe that's what it was, not a... Maybe it was just a mandolin, not a banjo.
I don't know, I don't like the guy's voice.
I kind of like it. That's the only part I do like.
Really?
Yeah.
Jawbreaker's a good band, but I don't know if they do it justice.
Well, this is... Yeah, I hear you. All right, anyway, I don't know, I'll listen to it off the air, and maybe we'll put it in rotation. Okay, here's a real long one. This guy got drunk, I think, and wrote us...
Just scan for my name.
Oh, no, I know why I wanted to read this.
A couple
Mike.
Of paragraphs, you know, breaks, and that would look good.
Yeah. I got three different emails this week. I don't usually get things like this.
At least it's not a one run-on sentence.
Well, that's what they were. Three different emails were like stream of conscious, just people
really?
Just going one thing. It was like, I really like the BN every show that you guys do. You have great guests. JP is funny. Doc's my favorite guy. Like, just, and it went on like that for a page. They were, I couldn't. Like, I lost my breath reading it.
Oh, man.
You read out loud to yourself?
Yes. This guy goes, Justin, can I give you some feedback?
Feedback model.
Nope. Time for a break. Now, he says, thanks for a great show on the hop and malt problems. Of course, referring to last week's show. With the last episode you sent out in two parts, it got me thinking. This is a nice way to package the shows in the future, and it makes the session seem more professional, which is good when it comes to sponsors and guests. You know, this is an old topic,
yep.
And when I was the guy who said I should split the session into two programs. I should do the interview and then, you know, dick around afterward as another thing. And people, there was an uproar. There was it was mutiny in the army. And, like, people, they only wanted one... You know, show.
Yeah.
Last week was the very first time I've ever split the shows. And if you listen to them, for really good reason. For one, the malt and hops deal is a very important topic right now in brewing. So I know a lot of people want to hear that. Two, we had the two best people in the industry to talk about it on the program. I mean, you're not going to find better people anywhere to talk about the hop shortage than obviously Ralph Olson and then Brewer Supply Group. So I wanted them to be able to reference the show to their customers because I'm sure they're answering these questions over and over again that they did on our show. And I wanted people who maybe even don't listen to the BN to be able to hear that.
Oh, so you're giving them false expectations?
Yes. And I'm okay with that.
What's the hook?
Well, I'll tell you what sealed the deal. You know, we started messing around afterward, and that's fine. And we got heavily into stripper talk, which I would have left that in, too. But it was the point where Schumann starts making abortion jokes that sealed the deal.
Oh, God.
And I was like, now this I can't possibly keep in the same...
Schumann made an abortion joke?
Two of them. They were hilarious, but I couldn't keep them in the same show.
So all those listeners you've gained, you just lost.
Yeah. I mean, there's no way in good conscience I could have put those two segments together into one program. I just couldn't do it.
Yeah.
But this isn't going to be a regular occurrence. I'm not going to split the shows. We are what we are, and we do what we do.
So you're pro-life.
But this guy does make some good points. He says, let's see. He says there's another podcast he listens to that does split them. They have their main show with The Substance, and then they split it.
Suckers.
But he says, I would love for my dad to be able to listen to the BN, but he would stop listening for good if he heard the Meltdown. Not his kind of humor. He's not so big on the coat hanger abortion jokes. he said, I know you'd see this as a pain in the ass, and you know, you might rather say screw you. People get offended by the humor. Who cares? But I would love for every homebrewer to be able to use the BN as their main source for homebrew discussion and news. I love what you guys do and just want to see the BN do everything it can to secure advertisers, blah, blah, blah. But I've really come to terms with who we are.
Yeah.
You know, like,
is there a way maybe you can put chapter markers in it? You know, like a DVD? And then it can actually say after the interview's over that it's the Meltdown chapter, and they don't have to listen.
You can't.
You have, like, real content versus...
Yeah. Well, what this guy could do, he can also download the shows and edit that last part out and give it to his dad.
Yeah, do it himself, you're saying.
Yeah.
Do some work. You're saying do it your goddamn self.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what you're getting at.
Yeah. It could happen.
Well, I'll tell you what sealed the deal for me and just decided, you know, I'm no longer going to apologize for who we are and what we do, nor am I going to split the shows. It was that right after people started to talk about how offensive we get, all of my major sponsors were sitting in the studio with us, saying all the things that we say and doing all the things that we do, and not one of them has ever come to me and said, you know, I'd sponsor more if you toned down, or I'd like it if you did this, or anything else. All our sponsors are so laid back and cool. They're people that they're the kind of people I would want to work with. You know, the Whites, Chris Graham, Northern Brewer, all these guys, because they're not a bunch of prudes. You know what
right.
I mean? I mean,
yeah.
Chris Graham's got a great sense of humor.
They don't have morals.
Yeah. In other words,
they have feelings.
Yeah.
They have no morals. Exactly.
Yeah.
So, I'm sitting behind a stripper pole. I mean, come on.
Yeah, exactly.
Better behind than on.
I don't know. Maybe the day that company with a lot more money than our current sponsors have, and they really want to like pump a bunch of cash into my pocket,
Budweiser.
Yeah. If Augie comes down and says, "I'd love to sponsor the show, but you know, you guys can't dick around so much."
Be careful what you wish for.
It's true. I've thought about this. What would I do if some company said that to me? We really like what you do. We need you to tone it down. We're going to give you a bunch of money. What would my response be?
Good news, you don't really have to concentrate on that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, it's like if I ever become successful and a handsome young man, I don't have to worry about it.
First off, young's not going to happen.
What happens if I get a pretty girlfriend? It's not going to happen. So I don't got to worry about it.
All the same. Yeah. You're right, so I can stop thinking about all this.
Yeah.
I don't know. Would I sell out, Doc? What do you think?
Depends on how much.
Do I?
Wait.
It does. I've got a price. I definitely have a price.
Do you think Doc would come along if he had to act normal?
He would. We would find a way, I think. I think what we do is find a way to be funny.
Play footsies under the table or something.
Yeah, we'd pass notes.
Yeah, Bill Cosby is funny without being gross, right?
No.
What?
Bill Cosby.
Funny?
Him and Chevy Chase.
Yeah, right.
Would I get a cut of this money?
That's what I mean. It would
be enough to pay your staff.
It would take that kind of cash.
It would be enough to pay me?
Like everybody gets paid.
Look, Zaki's like, I'd get paid.
Would you quit?
Could I get paid without dancing on the pole?
If I could pay you as much as you make as a dentist, would you quit being a dentist?
Oh, yeah.
You would? No shit.
If you could pay him half of what he makes being a dentist,
you might quit.
No, you have to pay me.
It'd have to be equivalent.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's never going
to
happen.
No.
You never know.
Yeah.
It's too bad.
Budweiser has deep pockets, but they're not
have to be this show.
They're no dummies either. You know?
That's true. They would just buy you and shut it down.
Yeah. I figure between all my shows, eventually I got to make something, right?
Right. Eventually you got to pay people something. That's what I'm thinking.
That's what JP's thinking.
He keeps thinking of Adam Morbier.
I know. It's deja vu kind of all over again.
Yeah. What?
What?
You all right, Bevo?
Yes.
She's itching. She's itching to get at that
she
pole.
She keeps looking at the pole. Every second
you totally
her eyes
ignored me. I
that.
Said, can I get paid without dancing on the pole?
And Chris and I said no.
Flew right by it. Oh, no, I wasn't asking you. I was asking the person in charge.
Wow. So you're asking Doc?
Yes, Doc.
Speaking of getting paid on the stripper pole, that reminds me, a good friend of ours in the BN Army, his name is Fritz, and he's out of Brooklyn. And I really like Fritz. He's a nice guy. He always sends me like Trader Joe's gift cards for Christmas and stuff. Just a cool guy, very appreciative of the BN. He won a homebrew contest. From the, I read this email feedback a few weeks ago. He won best of show in the Knickerbockers Battle of the Brews out of Albany, New York, and he got a bunch of money for that. And he took a cue from McDole and wanted to give us some of that money.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah, so he sent us $50, $25 of which he sent in crisp, brand new. $1 bills.
Oh, what a good man.
Like, I'm holding in my hand brand new crisp $1
bills. Why don't you fan those in front of the microphone?
Yeah.
I
mean,
Oh, now they're not crisp anymore.
That was sad.
Yeah. That's how crisp they are. It's hard to even fan them. He says, the bills are crisp, so make sure the girls do not get paper cuts on their hoo-hoos. Those are his words exactly. So, he got second place finishes and a first, which also won best of show. And he says, I could not have done it without the Brewing Network. You are to Brooklyn's as to what Mike McDole is to Chad, as he says, he says about the show.
Oh, that's really nice.
It's very nice. Fritz is a good guy.
Did he put a little heart there at the end?
Yeah, did he dot the I in Fritz with a little heart?
No, he put lipstick on and gave it a kiss.
He did seal it with a kiss, yes. But I thought that was cool. So, I almost spent this $25 this weekend because I needed to eat, but I held back. I just couldn't bring myself to do it.
So you showed us. Now it's game.
No, yeah. It was. You know what helped me back, Doc, is the thought of you and I sitting at a nice, dirty strip club with these fresh $25 bills in front of
us.
Yeah, and I think we might end up using them next Sunday during the A Very Stripper Christmas.
Yes. So and Beba, by the way, if you dance the pole, you will get paid.
Yeah, you get paid.
Yeah, big time.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Is Sam going to be here for that or not?
I doubt it.
Is this anti-Sam?
A, Sam doesn't come home anymore.
Okay, good.
And B, I'm not going to invite him.
Good.
Okay. I mean, what fun is it if the stripper's fiancé is here?
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I just want to know if I should get my hopes up or not.
Actually, I wanted to bring that up.
Just remember, nobody ever goes home with the stripper. So
don't get your
hopes up too much.
And there's no sex in the champagne room.
Yes.
How about the beer room?
Where's the champagne
Maybe.
Room?
Maybe. So February, the end of February, going on my honeymoon. I'd still like to run the chat room for my honeymoon. I'm bringing my laptop.
Really?
Yeah.
You're going to be on your honeymoon and you want to work the chat with these guys.
Yeah.
All right. That's dedication.
Is there going to be a stripper pole there?
No.
All right, yeah, I'll set you up with how to do it.
That's awesome.
That is awesome.
Poor Sam.
Yeah, Sam's gonna be, and you have to, and you have to kick him out of the room. By the way,
okay.
Like he's not allowed to be around. All right, we got to take a very quick break, and when we come back, we're gonna start talking about how to build a brew house with Chris Graham and Doc. So hang in there with us, and you'll listen to the session. We'll be right back.
You're listening to The Brewcasters.
The Brewcasters on the Brewing Network.
Jameel John Palmer book, Brewing Classic Styles. If you've been waiting to get your autographed copy, that's it. They're out. They're gone.
Did you miss your chance for a signed copy of Brewing Classic Styles? Well, this holiday season, the Homebrew Book of the Year meets the Homebrew Book of the Decade. And they're both signed. That's right. Brewing Classic Styles by Jamil Zainashev and John Palmer and How to Brew by John Palmer are available for a very limited time this Christmas in the Brewing Network store. How to Brew is the book for first-time brewers and brewing veterans alike. Brewing Classic Styles is your recipe roadmap to a award-winning beer with specifics on every beer style in the BJCP guidelines. This limited package is now the only way to buy a signed copy of these legendary home brewing Bibles. Get your package before this offer runs out, only at the Brewing Network store, your homebrewing home for the holidays.
When you've had too much to drink, there's certain things to keep in mind. Like if you find your hands and underarms are bleeding, your beer bottle might not have a twist-off cap. And don't ever go home with a woman they call Moose or Vince. And never bet that you can fit your head inside a glove compartment. Get drunk with dignity. Keep in mind that just because a bulldog licks your face, it's not necessary to lick him back. Stay away from drinks with names like brain seizure or hippo laxative. Get drunk with dignity. If a bar has human ears nailed to the walls, don't pass out there. And if your homemade jello has some goldfish in it, you used the wrong bowl. And there are phrases you must learn to avoid. Phrases like that. Badge looks stupid, and I can prove these shoes are fireproof. Get drunk with dignity. Try not to drool on bikers. Don't moon a nun unless you've got a real good reason. Don't get romantically involved with farm machinery. Get drunk with dignity.
Yeah! Thanks, you guys.
Bravo. Did you know that you can not only order from More Beer online at morebeer.com and receive free shipping on most orders over $59, but you can also shop in person at their two retail locations located in Concord and Riverside, California. In fact, the Concord facility has grown to over 15,000 square feet to fit all the new products, expanded showroom, and new Knowledge Center classroom. And now, in conjunction with the Brewing Network, More Beer is making it easier than ever to keep up on what's happening. Download the More Beer monthly podcast by clicking podcast at morebeer.com. You'll learn about More Beer's history, sales and discounts on More Beer products, get to know team members, and hear ways to save you money. They're also launching a brand new website soon with more features and a better online shopping experience. So go to morebeer.com or call 800-600-0033. That's 800-600-0033.
This is www.thebrewingnetwork.com.
Sit down next to it, grab yourself a paper towel, and watch those yeast have sex.
You're listening to the Brewing Network.
You're listening to the Brewing Network. Because like beer, radio shouldn't suck.
Welcome back to the show, everybody. Quick break there. Don't forget to pay attention to our sponsors. They're the one who make this happen. Join their website groups and email lists and order from them and all that stuff. And let them know, where it came from. Right, JP?
Right, please, yes.
Where do it come from?
Bevo's looking at pictures of herself in the chat room right now.
They're up, like, every week.
People can't get enough of your naughty pictures.
Are people superimposing you on the stripper pole now?
Oh.
No, but thanks for giving them that idea.
It'll happen. Give them 5 minutes now.
I was looking at the cover of that DVD that comes with that poll.
Yeah.
I think I needed to watch that.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah. I mean, it's the same stripper, but there's one. Like, she's in like a cop outfit and like a nurse outfit.
Really?
They train you on how to put the outfits on?
Oh, I know what we're doing after the show. practice.
Circle drink.
I got to go.
Yeah. All right. We got to get our discussion started here. 888-401-BEER. That's our phone number. You can call. Bevo is anxiously awaiting your phone calls. If you've got any questions about how to build a brew house, you can also join her in the chat room by hitting the chat now button. Just enter a name and press enter. Don't register. Don't use a password. And you can get through to us. Dr. Scott and Chris Graham have put together this discussion for you because Doc has the ultimate brew house.
It's nice.
Which we'll be talking about a little bit. Funny thing is Doc has like the ultimate brew house and then next to it he has like the ultimate storage closet. The things you find in Doc's storage closet are unbelievable. Like his wife's not even allowed in there, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah. No, she said, you need to give me a key there, and I just kind of ignored her.
Did you?
Oh, yeah.
You're like,
I like it. Makes a fake key. Like, doesn't work.
You need to give me a key there. You need not to ask that again.
Right. You need to find something to do with your time.
There's dead bodies, all kinds of stuff.
I do know that you. I don't know that you have a still.
No, you don't.
Because that would be illegal.
Yeah. What I do know.
Well, I can have it, I just can't use it.
Right.
I can make water.
That's true.
What I do know, one of the things that you've made in the past that used to be illegal is no longer illegal. Absinthe is now legal in the U.S. Did you know that?
Really?
Although I think the amount of...
It's
10 parts per million is the legal limit. Is a batch of absinthe that you hypothetically would make much more than that?
Yeah.
Oh, it is?
Do you have the tools to measure that?
No.
But it would be much more than that. And yeah. Fijon is the part that makes you kooky.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Give anyway. Give a little kick. I couldn't make it anyway.
Right.
Because you have to distill it.
But there is a distillery in Alameda who now is the first company in America in nearly 100 years to sell absinthe in the United States. They just passed a law that it's allowed now. So, but it's that with that strict 10 parts per million.
It's still good stuff.
Yeah, I thought it was kind of cool. All right. Anyway, so you guys have broken down this brew house discussion into three different groups. Those of us who just kind of brew in the backyard or the patio or maybe even the garage. Those of us who have maybe a standing building, a shed or something. And those of us who are Doc.
Exactly.
And have like an actual permanent structure that could be turned into a brew house. So I think we're going to start with the backyard brewer, right?
Yeah, it's not just the backyard. Kind of broke it into like you're either renting or you really don't have control. Your wife says you can't touch anything,
can't
whatever
change
it
the
is.
Structure
yeah, can't change the structure, can't add a whole lot to it.
Don't breathe.
You might be moving soon no matter what. You don't want to put a lot of money into it, but you want a good sound place to brew.
Okay.
After you've been kicked out of the kitchen.
Yeah. Which usually happens pretty fast. So I'd say for me, the first key thing when I was brewing in college where I couldn't touch anything was setting up good lighting.
Okay.
And it's amazing. Once you set up good lighting, you can brew till 2-3 in the morning. It doesn't matter anymore.
Yeah, you mentioned this to me, and it seems like such an obvious thing, but I think most of us don't think about it. I know that Chat and I, we're always brewing in the middle of the night, and we're out there and trying to, even if you're just trying to read your gravity at the end of the brew or anything like that, you're right, you should plan for...
It's like psychological, just like a casino.
Yes.
If you don't know that it's nighttime, you won't be tired.
If you've got good lighting, good point. Don't put a clock on the wall and have good lighting.
Make funny noises.
Yeah.
So, yeah, now for me, that's a key one when I was brewing, because then it didn't matter what time it was. You could take your readings easier. You could see flow rates better.
Yeah.
Where things were, where you were filling to. And I tended not to drink as much when it wasn't, you know, pitch black.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
You'd stay sober longer.
Yeah.
Okay. So what are some of your suggestions for good lighting?
The best I've ever found was, like, I call them contractor lights. They're usually telescopic poles that have two or three big, what are those, halogen?
Oh, they can. They can just have incandescents, too.
Yeah, I never liked the kind you just screwed in like a normal light bulb. It was the kind that, I believe they were halogen. They put off a ton of heat.
But, yeah, yeah.
Which was also nice.
Right. These ones are like small halogen.
Exactly.
In our studio here. Yeah. And they do put off a ton of heat, but you can see just how much light's coming off, too.
Yeah.
Well, you can't see at home. But
point those towards a stripper pole.
Yes, we'll have spotlights all over the stripper pole.
Can you get some red lights, too?
We'll have to. In fact, all of the... What's that?
Borrow them from Schumann's room.
Yeah, he does have red stripper lights
red
all over his
room. Disgusting lights.
When the stripper pole's in use, the whole studio will convert into a different lighting situation.
Good.
So
it's all about
not.
The the mood.
Yeah, it's very much about the mood. Okay. So, all right. So that's a good lighting suggestion then. Small.
And that kind of goes for any brew room, but especially for those who don't have a typical setup, you'll find if you want to brew in the evenings, that's the best thing you could do.
Yeah.
Especially cleaning up. There's nothing worse than doing it in almost pitch black.
A lot of the time, your brew sessions, maybe the brew session's all during the day, but the cleanup's not.
Yeah.
And that's not much fun.
That's when you're sobering up, cleaning, it's dark.
Right.
You leave it till like 2 weeks later. Yeah. Smells like a small dead child in there.
And there's a lot of mobile lighting solutions, too, if you don't want to have to put in a fixture or anything like that, right?
Oh, sure. That's what these are. These are just a tripod that have lights on them.
Oh, I see. You're talking about those big...
Oh, you're talking about those?
Like contractor lights. Yeah.
Gotcha. Yeah. Wow, that's
construction
some,
lights.
That's some serious lighting right there.
Construction. I didn't think it was that big of a leap.
That's just, like, that is some major lighting situation, those
tripods. Yeah, but they're pretty cheap.
Yeah. Yeah, they are. You're right. They're not all that expensive. But yeah, you're talking about some daylight out there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Don't point it at the neighbor's house.
Yeah.
Pissing people off.
Don't look directly in it either.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Good idea. What else you got?
Some simple things. Doc and I were talking, because we brew on the road a lot, and having a fold-out table is key. You know, just those cheap plastic ones from Costco or wherever, so that you're working at like a normal height instead of constantly bending down to clean something, set something up.
Trying to put things together and you're on the ground, either kneeling down, and it gets old. And all your ingredients are on the ground.
Yeah.
So having a folding table just set up out there, that works out really well too. Get you a
cheap structure.
Yeah.
Okay. To have around. I use, my chest freezer happens to be situated, so that's kind of my table.
That works the same, yeah.
But I think, especially when you're talking about apartments and things like this where space is obviously a serious issue, folding table, great idea.
Yeah, you can get them for $20, $30, and fold them up when you're done and hide them in the closet.
Okay. All right, then.
Some other things, if you have the room to store it, a little cart that has all your items right on there. If it has little casters, you can roll it to where you brew. We have one in the shop where we do our classes, and it's great because they have little drawers in them. They're wire mesh. You have anything from your Iota 4 or Starsan cleaners, refractometer, hydrometers, all your little parts that if you don't have a place to put them, it's really annoying to run around the house trying to find them.
It is really annoying.
One of the main things here about having your own brew place is you don't have to spend so much time pulling everything out.
We're not there yet, Doc.
Yeah, I know. But that's one step in doing it is the cabinet that rolls around with all your stuff in it.
Yeah,
exactly.
And you can just roll it out there instead of pull it off the shelf, pull it out of boxes or whatever you're doing with it.
Yeah. I know there's a lot of times where I'm a pretty lazy guy and you want to brew and you're like, oh, I got to find all this stuff.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
And for me, and it's exactly the same reason for me. I'm so lazy and so frustrated if things aren't right there. So I went out and got in. I didn't get a cabinet. I got those stainless steel
shelves,
wire shelving. You know what I'm talking about?
Well, it's pretty much the same thing, though. They're little drawers, right?
And they don't have drawers. It's just shelving.
Gotcha.
So then I ended up getting just plastic bins, Rubbermaid bins, and I got a couple, and they're stackable. Not quite as easy as a cabinet, though, where you'd be able to kind of pull out drawers and things like that. But it's still all at least right there. But I used to have all my homebrew stuff in three different places around the house. And I'd be running around, all the time. And it just drove me nuts because that's a lot of moving.
Yeah.
I don't like to move. I like to sit. So I put a recliner out by my brew house, which I hope is in your suggestion somewhere.
A recliner.
Yeah.
Not quite yet.
It should be.
It's near the end.
When I brew, I don't think I sit at all.
Nah. Always moving.
It's a sport.
Yeah.
Brewing is definitely a sport.
Really? I've never heard it put that way. That's a good point. There's a lot of exercise involved. I know my back is sore when I'm done brewing.
Yeah.
I know
you
that.
You see your legs and your back and
your
butt.
Yeah. What kind of brewing are you doing, Don?
That's because you're old.
That is because I'm old. It's true. Yeah. My body's 30 years older than I am. That's for sure. All right. So definitely some kind of a storage unit that you have close by. You keep right there where you brew.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Some other things. Having water to the area is key, and not just a garden hose. If you could put a little manifold on the end of the garden hose where you can either run a filter, a hose off that you can clean, maybe some different fittings on there.
Quick disconnects or
key. so that you could clean all kinds of different things with one hose setup.
Yeah.
And being able to shut it off there instead of having to run wherever the hose comes from to turn it on and off.
Oh, right. You've brewed with me before, haven't you?
Yeah. Well, and this is something I've wanted to add to mine also. We've got a fairly long porch and where we brew, and our brewing setup is on one end, and our water is on the other. And I know enough, you know, just from the show, not because I would have figured it out myself, not to use hose water. So I don't drag a hose over it because you get that hose flavor.
You can use different hose. Use the white hose.
Oh, the white hose?
The white hose for RVs is potable water.
Ah, so that could be a way that I can extend my water. But I've wanted to put kind of a PVC pipe set up so that I have water, you know, almost right to my kettle on the other side and just kind of...
That's the next section.
Okay. Oh, it is? Why is that not this section?
Because if you're a renter or if you're in a situation where you don't want to make a lot of changes to where you are, if you're going to do PVC, you want to dig that underground. You don't want that just, you know.
Oh, no, I'm fine with it just being up against the wall.
No, you don't want to do that, though.
Really?
If you're hard piping it in and you don't have it, like, securely tethered down, ideally you'd want it underground so that it stays a constant temperature, at least a little better.
I see. I was just thinking I would put an adapter on my regular faucet that I could just kind of switch, you know, left or right.
Oh, you could do that. That would be a great thing to do, but I think a hose would be a lot easier and cheaper.
Yeah, I guess you're right. Not as much fun, though.
Like, sure, go for it. Yeah, go for it.
It's not as much fun as having Doc put in a PVC pipe.
I think we were almost going to do that once.
Yeah, we were. But I can see the benefit of having water right near where you're actually doing your brewing.
And not just for your brewing. Yeah. I mean, for cleaning and everything, you know.
And you can kind of set up your filter to be in line then also. Like, I use a charcoal filter. And I would love that to be set up in a permanent fixture that's in line.
Then you just manifold it. Yeah. So, because you don't want to clean with filtered water.
You don't need to do that.
Yeah, so you just build a manifold, and I'd have two or three ends. One for the filtered water, one for raw water, one for raw water with maybe an adapter that could go to different fittings so that I can clean my draft equipment. My
stripper pole.
Yeah, stripper pole. You know, you got to clean those things.
You do. You have to.
It's part of the rules, actually.
Part of the rules.
Yeah, to keep it clean. Okay, great suggestion to be able to have the water nearby. And the white hose is another good suggestion.
Yeah, it doesn't give that hose whiff.
What's the difference? It's just a different rubber?
Different rubber.
Yeah. Okay. All right. By the way...
But I kind of missed that polyvinyl chloride taste that you got as a kid.
As a kid when you were drinking on the hose.
Chad was filling up his kettle once with hose water. And I had to convince him. Like, he wouldn't believe me. I said, Chet, you know, you can't do that. You have to take it from the filter if you're going to be brewing with that water. You can't use the hose. Well, why? Well, because it'll taste like hose. Well, no, it won't. It's just water. I was like, Chet, did you ever drink out of a hose when you were a kid?
He still does.
You're out playing tag.
Yeah, in the backyard.
Yeah.
Brushes his teeth.
I mean, it is more than obvious that it tastes like hose, right? Everybody knows that. So.
Especially if you don't let it run for a little while and you get the stagnant hose.
The sitting hose. Water. Yeah.
I won't even water my flowers with that water. I spray it over the fence. Like,
it's not even good enough for my shrubbery.
It's good enough for the neighbors.
Yeah, that's true.
Darn right. You know where I live.
Yeah.
By the way, the fermentation section is now up and running in our forum.
Nice.
It's done in real time.
Good job, JP.
One of our admins, Gucci, set it up.
Gucci did something?
Yeah.
He was all over
Gucci's an admin.
Speaking of being lazy jerk.
Believe that.
That's great.
Yeah, so he set up the fermentation segment in our forum. Okay, go on, please, Chris.
All right, so Daka and I talked about some other things. One was, a mobile entertainment system of some sort. I wasn't thinking a stripper pole. Not quite yet on that. But
that's not that mobile, but it can be.
Yeah, just even a way to have, an iPod with some speakers or just something out there while you're working. I know, Jamil brews outside his house, but there's a big picture window that he has the TV on.
Yeah.
And he watches, the Chiefs play. Chiefs lose primarily. But
but he could just look right through the window and be able to watch a little TV. Yeah.
Music, anything to fill in those dull moments of brewing.
See, I am of the opinion, and I know a lot of brewers like this. Doc's one of them. Music, it is not an option. It's mandatory.
Yo, sure.
It's mandatory. You're out there for 4 to 6 hours, depending on what you're doing in the interim. And, music, it's mandatory. So for me, it is part of the budget of setting up a homebrew.
Definitely.
So, Luckily, mine's right next to a bedroom door, so I can just turn on my stereo. But I would have done whatever I had to do as part of the brew system to have tunes.
I listen to a lot of books on tape. And
when
so,
you're brewing?
Yeah, well, just in life.
Okay.
And when I moved into where I live now, which is a condo association, so I got, you know, two upstairs neighbors.
Ah.
And I'm out there. I've only lived there like a week, and I decided I'm going to brew.
Yeah.
So here I am, you know. A lot of times a brewing system looks a little foreign to people. They don't know what you're doing,
it's
cooking meth or whatever.
Meth, yeah.
And because of the loudness of the burners, I got the book cranked up pretty loud.
Oh, yeah.
My neighbor kind of looked over the fence like, oh, what you doing?
Oh, no. And it's probably some awful, like, business book or
it
something.
It was, actually.
It was boring them to death.
Turn that shit off.
Yeah. Although, that's better than, like, Stephen King and scaring the kids while you're out
there. I like Stephen King, too.
Yeah, but you have to have some sort of mobile setup.
I think so.
Doc's got a cool thing just to, you know, if you're an iPod user, this is stuff you all know about, but, you know, you've got a little mobile speakers. It's like the size of a small notebook.
Yeah. And they run off batteries.
Run off batteries, so you can, you know, do it anywhere.
I take that anywhere. It goes great in the suitcase and take it anywhere. Yeah. iPod plugs in.
But usually if you're doing music by where you're brewing, you gotta have some power behind that because burner's cranking, you need some you need some power.
It's kinda loud.
You do. You gotta boost it.
Yeah.
Alright, what else you got?
Alright, the last thing on the kinda rental no control situation would be a portable sink setup. And this could be whether it just be a couple extra buckets of water. There's a lot of situations where you want to clean something and bring it in the house is a pain in the ass.
Right.
You could even go as far as you know those mop bucket sinks, they're usually molded plastic you can get at Home Depot or Lowe's.
Laundry sinks you can get at Home Depot.
Yeah.
It's got legs on it. And
so it puts it up at a working height. You can run a garden hose to it and then put a bucket under the drain. So, you know, while it's not a perfect situation, it at least allows you an easier place to clean things up.
Yeah.
It's big enough. And if you've ever tried to clean your stainless steel pots in your wife's white porcelain sink,
that's
it doesn't look so good after you're
done.
Sure.
Well, and not only that, I'm sure you guys know, you know, you're also getting water all over the ground outside when you're brewing and everything. And then you're walking through the house back and forth to get to the sink. We do it here, and we've got a brown trail of carpet, you know, from the back door to the kitchen.
Is that
sink.
The only brown trail?
It's the only brown trail.
It's not porter?
Yeah. That's been cleaned. But you know what I'm saying? So you're tracking in all of your schmeg from brewing, too. It'd be much better if you could do it all outside like that.
Yeah. Usually people get kicked out of the kitchen when they're brewers.
Right.
That's a typical thing. So to bring it back in is just going to hurt your cause.
Yeah.
And the kitchen sink's not really big enough for everything anyway.
Yeah.
Those laundry sinks are pretty big.
Okay.
Pretty deep.
They're cheap, too.
Right.
They're mobile.
On a hippie green note,
like a prostitute.
I've read a few things about different brewers also using vessels like that to collect not just rainwater, but also your chiller water, you know, for your counterflow chiller or your immersion chiller. Either way, you're running water through it to collect that water in those vessels to use as your cleaning water, too.
Sure.
By the
Absolutely.
Way. Just a good way to recycle. We, as brewers, waste a lot of water.
Yeah, you can also water the flowers with them later and all that good jazz. It's just water.
Yeah, true that. And Charlie Talley said even your five-star stuff is great for the plants.
Sure.
So don't be afraid to throw your sanitizer water.
My PBW right on my roses.
Do you?
No.
I don't think he said PBW, but he definitely said five-star was cool.
Well,
I don't remember if he said it was okay to dump your PBW.
Well, star saying is what you're saying.
Yes.
Not five-star is the company.
Oh, right. Yeah. But five-star star stand, right.
PBW is fine.
It's fine in a dilute. I was just talking about it in a powder form.
Just chuck it on there.
Yeah.
Mix that with my Miracle-Gro.
Yeah, why not?
Miracle death.
Yeah. My roses are blue.
Some other things, depending on the system, if it's really tall, having a good, sturdy stepladder situation is a lot nicer than... I've brewed with people with, like, the wooden rickety ladder.
Yeah.
And you're, like, 7 feet off the ground trying to dough in and
right.
scared as hell.
I've seen people even walking up this rickety ladder with 5 gallons of really hot water.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
180-degree water.
Beautiful. And then, of course, so these are some very kind of common sense things that, but you might overlook, you know, all these things. Of course, the other, you know, great way to get out of the kitchen is, you know, you're going to need a standalone burner. You got to have these kinds of things in your setup so that you can do it. One site that I wanted to plug it's actually Push Eject. I don't know if he wants everyone to go to it yet.
Sure.
I think he was still doing some work on it.
Eh, let's send him there.
Well, he's putting together a really good site right now about some equipment that he's built himself. And one of the cool things he's done is he uses an igloo setup like I do for all-grain brewing. So it's two igloos, and one of them is your hot liquor tank, and the other one's your mash tun. Well, for me, I use my kettle. I heat up my strike water in the kettle, and I mash. And then I'm back in the kettle while I'm mashing, and I'm heating up my sparge water. And then I'm transferring it to the hot liquor tank. He's actually set up a heating element in his hot liquor tank, which is just an igloo. He's drilled a hole in the bottom, and he's put one of those, I don't know if it's copper or whatever the piece of metal is that's the actual heating element. And he can boil water in his igloo with this heating element. He's done a great job.
Don't boil water in an igloo, though.
Probably not a good idea.
It is plastic.
But he has, he's even listed on his site. I'm not going to give out the site yet because I don't know I can do that.
Let him do it.
If he wants to do it, he can. But he's actually charted how long it takes to get to different temperatures and things like that. And I thought that was a really cool way in a small space like I use, just out on the patio, to be able to have another way to heat water. So I'll let him post that and you can check it out. But just a couple of things, you're going to want to have to get yourself out of the kitchen and into a brew house situation. Let me ask this. What if people are doing in the garage and not the back patio? Can we use our propane burners in the garage?
Can you? Yes, you can, but okay. Should
you? Use them in your bathroom.
Yeah.
You need to leave the door open.
The whole concept behind why you wouldn't use propane in the house is that propane sits heavier than air and it'll puddle. And so if it has a place to get encapsulated, it's going to build up. And then if a spark gets to it, it's a whole bunch of propane at once.
Okay.
So if you're in a garage and you keep the garage door open, at least a foot. You have plenty of room. And that's probably one of my favorite places to brew if I had my choice, and especially in garages that have high ceilings. Then you have plenty of room for the steam to dissipate a bit and not be a problem for rotting drywall and all that good jazz.
Like my other house, I actually brewed in the garage a lot, and I put a bathroom fan in there so it would take it right out, all the steam out.
Okay.
That's a smart move from a smart gentleman.
Thank you, sir.
You're welcome.
In fact, I'm sure that the new people that bought it are thinking, what the hell?
This guy had bad gas.
Yeah. Okay, does that cover our basic setup?
That was the ideas that we put down on paper. Some of the other ones could be used in that scenario, but those are just the simple little things you can do to your current setup if it's just a basic.
Try to keep everything together and make it easier on yourself.
Okay.
Even in that. And have a way to store it dry and clean.
Sounds like marriage advice. Keep it together, make it easier on yourself.
Dry and clean. It's good marriage advice. Yeah. It's amazing how much brew information translates into other parts of life, you know?
Very zen-like.
All right, I do have to take another quick break, and then when we come back, what are we moving to?
Basically, the next stage of brewing, or next stage of wherever you are in your life, you can do some minor changes to your work area.
Okay.
So you own your own house, but maybe you're not a carpenter.
You don't want to invest 30, 40 grand into your brewery.
We're not there yet, but you got, maybe a spot in the garage you can use, and maybe you're not, you don't know which end of the hammer to use, or you do.
So in other words, if you're me, this is how you want to build a brew house.
Yeah, right. I mean, you didn't even know where to put the stripper pole.
No, I didn't know where to put the stripper. We've decided on the center of the room.
That's where it should be.
I'm still not sold on that as a...
Oh, we can move it. It's easy.
Although the good thing about having the stripper pole in the center of the room is if we have prudish guests, we can just say, oh, no, it's a support beam.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Whereas if it was off in the corner...
It's a load-bearing wall now.
Yeah. If it was off in the corner with all the lights and everything on it, it kind of...
Chris just said load-bearing wall. That's funny.
Oh, here, let me cover these questions real quick, because I think they're about this...
Yes, yes, no, and...
Yeah. don't you need to vent natural gas?
Yes. You need to vent any open flame.
Okay.
You need to vent any gas.
Well, because of what he said. He said you don't want it to pool low. So if you've got something...
Brewing indoors is a very dangerous thing. We're not even really addressing that right now.
Yeah.
All right.
But it's not going to use up all the air in the whole big garage.
Push, I just heard from Push, he's totally fine with you giving up that site.
Oh, great. Okay. Wurt-O-Matic wurtomatic.com, wurtomatic.com, and he's doing a great job on the site.
He's doing a fantastic job.
You've seen it, right?
Oh, yeah.
Did you see this? He's basically built a sculpture.
Yeah.
It's badass.
It's super bad. And the control panel that
he built? The control panel's killer.
Yeah. I mean, Graham, I hate to say it, he kind of is right at your heels with his homemade sculpture, man.
I will squash it.
I will fly down there.
I must break you. Yeah, he made this homemade control panel that's badass.
I've seen it. Oh, it's great.
Oh, you have seen it.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
No, there's a lot of things I'd like to do, but cost is a major prohibitor
on
some of them.
Well, not to mention liability.
Yeah, I actually didn't think of it as something that you guys don't have in your systems, because I think some of your top systems have all this stuff. Mm-hmm. I just was really amazed that he did it all himself.
Yeah, okay, especially if you know Push through the forum, and he's kind of a weird dude.
He's
a dumbass. He's kind of Bub Light, you know. But you see this page, you're like, dude, this guy's smart.
Now he's geekier than he lets on.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Well, it's all fake Hollywood like. Yeah. Graphics.
Yeah.
It's all 3D shit.
On the control panel, he didn't use little stick-on stickers for this stuff. He silk screened them.
Yeah.
Himself.
He cut and drilled a piece of stainless, or maybe it was aluminum.
Aluminum.
A piece of aluminum, and then painted it and silk screened on, label for temp control 1, temp control 2, whatever. You'll see it all. Wurtomatic.com. It's really impressive. Did he weld the structure as well?
I think he had a friend do it.
Yeah.
Well, tell him it doesn't display on a Windows Mobile very well.
Oh, that's too bad.
That's crap. What are you doing, Push?
I think there's he has pictures of that whole process, too.
He does. He has every bit of it, how he silk screened it, how he cut it, all that stuff. It's all up on wordomatic.com, and you can check it out. But definitely, I thought he's kind of taken my setup and just made it badass. So that's why it was so impressive to me, is just the game. I haven't shown it to Shat yet, because Shat's turning into a real gadget geek around here. And I think if he sees it, he's going to go nuts, man. He's going to be over at Doc's learning how to weld by next week.
Yep. Heaven forbid Push gets a beer radio program on the internet.
That's true. I would... Let's see, another natural gas one.
The same person.
Oh, for brewing with natural gas, we'd need to have a vent hood. We can't just have a larger vent fan if we're inside with propane. Well, if you're in the house, yeah, you need a hood, right?
It doesn't matter what gas you're using. Depending on your BTU output, you definitely want to have a hood of some sort.
Or an open garage door, right?
Yeah. If you're in the garage and you can open the door, that's plenty adequate. Yeah. But I think whoever's asking this question is referring to indoor brewing, which I'm not really going into right now.
We're not getting into that part yet. But
because if you're brewing at home, I don't suggest just cranking up a propane setup in your living room. Personally.
Yeah, just so you can watch TV.
But when you're boiling that much water, the vent hood is mostly to take the
steam out.
Yeah. Because you're gassing so much water vapor into the room, it gets everywhere.
Okay.
So
you could do damage to the rafters. A lot of people call us and want to do a basement brew house, which if you lived on the East Coast is a great idea.
Yeah.
But setting up proper ventilation to get it out of the house, they don't even think of that.
Okay. Yeah. And you could actually damage
the... You could damage the rafters, yeah.
Okay. So you got to vent that stuff. And we'll be talking about venting when we get into the...
Yeah, you could also damage yourself.
Super brew house.
Yeah.
Well, it's the oxygen, too.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you could damage yourself.
You need airflow.
you need makeup air for that, because you're going to be using this fan to exhaust all this air, and you need to have somewhere to get the air back in there.
You also need that canary, just to sit on your shoulder at all times.
For the coal mine?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Oh, my gosh.
Did Bevo just get something?
Oh, is that you?
Are you on a stripper pole? Swing it around.
I hate you so much.
You know,
you're welcome.
Okay. First of all, that head is way too big for that body.
That is so awesome.
You look like a dead girl, actually. Have you linked that in the chat room so people can see it?
The worst thing I've ever seen.
It's called the glow pole.
I do like the cigarette in your mouth, too.
I actually like that it's the size of the banners on our website. I think I could put that in rotation.
Can you make it an automated one?
That won't be the last one either.
That is foul. Yeah, they're offering prizes to whoever can get the best one.
Okay,
I'll up the ante on that one.
Yeah, can we make it
God, I hate you.
I think the best one's actually going to have to move You know what I mean? Like, you know how you can Photoshop things to move in Flash?
Automated chip.
Yeah. Yeah. You're getting all serious about this.
So let's, I want to see some hip action going there, fellas.
Yeah, but the
don't
head
ever
is,
say it that way.
The head is like 25% too large.
It's like Lollipop Girl.
Like. I like that too, actually.
Well, that's like a real skinny stripper.
Yeah. Seriously. It's like you're a Mongoloid or something.
Last question before the break. This was about the about using the white hose. Do you need the white hose if using a charcoal filter?
You would want to have. I mean, depending on your flow rate through the charcoal filter, you're going to remove a lot of the chemicals that come off a hose.
Yeah.
But it's just easier to use a white hose than filter.
And you might not get it all out of there.
Exactly. Anyway. And your flow rate's going to depend the most on that. You'd want to go real slow.
You never know, you know, carcinogens are going to be leached into that.
Yeah. I mean, it was good for me as a kid, so I can't imagine it's going to hurt you.
Yeah, look how you turned out. Yeah, right.
Genius.
I would have been taller if I wouldn't drink out of the hose so much as a kid.
Don't play in the water.
Hey, let's talk. So just because you mentioned flow rate. through
that
the,
got you excited?
Well, through the charcoal filter. Now, yeah. Doc has told me. You want it to pass through the filter slowly.
Yes.
And again, I always have to fight with Shat about these things. That people, I'm like, listen, this isn't my information. I am passing it along to you. I told him.
Doesn't he listen to the show?
Because he's crazy. No, he's the producer. What's he going to listen to? He cranks up the hose, right? So it's just shooting out of there, which is what I used to do. And I was like, you know, Doc told me it should pass through the charcoal filter slow. And he's not buying it. He's like, look, either way, it's going through the filter, isn't it? Are you too, Chris, what do you think? You have to.
It's got
to
be slow. Okay, so what is. Like, argue with him about what it's doing in the charcoal filter.
Okay.
Keep in mind, Chad's a pothead. You can't argue with him about anything.
No, he's not.
Okay. No, just the liquid going through, and Doc, you're going to have to back me up huge here, because I'm the last thing from a water chemical analysis kind of guy.
Yeah.
But it has to do with it, the charcoal changing the electrons, isn't it? Or no? So what? Well, filtering.
It's just you're gonna get less as the filter as the flow rate increases. The amount of filtering is gonna decrease.
Okay.
Oh, we got a good one. It sounds like. But anyway, yeah. The faster the flow goes through there, the less is going to be filtered. So you're gonna have more channeling going on through the charcoal, and the more it's gonna come through untouched.
Well, how fast is fast, and how slow is slow?
I would say under a gallon a minute is ideal, and even slower than that would be better.
Okay.
Depending on how bad your water is.
Yeah, there's diminishing returns, and slower doesn't necessarily
matter. Yeah.
But, you know, hey.
But you don't
five more minutes is not going to kill you.
So don't put it at, like, the fastest rate.
No. If you could do anywhere from a half gallon to a gallon a minute, you're doing okay. Faster than that, you're not getting much out of there.
Okay, good. All right. That's good enough for me, and we're going to take a really quick break. When we come back, we're moving on to some sort of structure that you could build a brew house in. Is that right? That we're doing?
Or build out your garage, actually.
Or build out your garage. Okay, cool. So stick with us. You're tuned to the session, and it's the build a brew house discussion. When we come back, Chris Graham and Dr. Scott keep telling you how to do the good stuff, and send your stripper pole pictures to the chat room. So it sounds like we might be giving away a prize for the best one.
You're listening to the Brewcasters. Brewcasters on the Brewing Network.
If you like the prices you get from the major homebrew shops but live on the wrong coast, or if your local homebrew shop doesn't carry what you need, or if you just want a shop where you are appreciated as a customer and treated like a friend, head on over to the Do-It-Yourself Brewing Company at DIYbrewing.com, the new local brew shop for you and your beers. They have an extensive selection and are bringing new products in on a daily basis. In fact, if you need something they don't have, just let them know, and they'll get it for you as soon as humanly possible. Check out all their products, recipe kits, winemaking supplies, and specials at DIYbrewing.com. With everything from ferminators, wort chillers, to carboys, DIY Brewing either has what you need or can get it fast. At DIY, they're homebrewers helping homebrewers get what you need. Visit them in Rollinsworth, New Hampshire. Call 603-205-4168 and stop by DIYbrewing.com and get brewing. Do it yourself with a little help from DIY Brewing.
We all just get stoned, get drunk and sing beer drinking songs. Between Brezhnev and Begin, Khomeini and Reagan. drinking, we might as well all just get stoned. Scared half to death. The eyewitness news leaves me used and abused, and to find myself gasping for breath. There's strikes and inflation and a strife between nations. The world's in a hell of a mess. And no matter who's hurt, there's one thing for certain: the whole world will blame the U.S.
Hi, I'm Sean O'Sullivan, the brewmaster and co-founder of the 21st Amendment Brewery and Restaurant in San Francisco. 6 years ago, Nico Freccia and I opened the 21st Amendment on 2nd Street with the intent of bringing back the local neighborhood brewpub. Well, the neighborhood has really changed over the years, but the 21st Amendment still remains a great place for people to meet over a terrific meal and a tasty pint of beer. In the past, the only way you could enjoy the 21st Amendment's handcrafted beers was at the brewpub. Well, all that has changed. Now, the 21st Amendment beers are available in cans. That's right, cans. When was the last time you had a great beer in a can? Well, that day has come. We're offering our world-famous Watermelon Wheat and 21A IPA in cans. Cans are a better package than glass because cans keep the beer fresher longer, but you can also take cans to places where bottles can't go, like the beach, lake, golf courses, and sporting events. So join us in the revolution to take back the can from the big breweries and crack open a cold 21A craft beer in a can. The 21st Amendment, 563 2nd Street in San Francisco, just two blocks from Giants Park.
What's funny is, brewers will say, yeah, I don't brew to style. I'm brewing my own beer. And it's like a German Pilsner, but it's black.
Yeah, it's a sports beer.
You know?
The
the home of live beer radio.
TheBrewingNetwork.com.
Because like beer, radio shouldn't suck.
You're listening to
The Session.
Welcome back to The Session. We're talking about how to build a brew house here. 888-401-BEER is the number, and you can also join us in the chat room by hitting the chat now button. Chat room's having fun tonight because they are making pictures of Bevo stripping on our stripper pole. Please. And I'm now looking at an animated GIF where there is some hip motion.
This is horrible.
Now I'm expecting to see that sort of motion out of you next week's A Very Stripper Christmas, Beavis.
Okay.
I like the logo on it.
They even put the Brewing Network logo on it. They really want me to put that in the banner rotation, I think. But I can't do that. I have to respect our sponsors in some way. That's a pricey real estate.
Do you want me to just do my banner ad that way?
Yeah, can I? Yeah, if they could just switch the Brewing Network logo to the More Beer logo, we might be able to put that in.
For Fermentap, I have an ad budget.
You do?
That we still haven't used yet.
Would you Fermentap banners to be?
Totally. He's got to run that one up the flagpole. I'd like to see where that one comes out.
Totally do. Oh, and you see, it's all about humor in advertising. Oh, yeah. Why are you pushing me out the door?
Well, it certainly would attract attention, and that's like rule number one in advertising.
See?
You need to capture your audience.
Now that Olin has two pictures. Daughters, I don't think that'll go so well.
One of them's going to be doing that anyway.
Yeah. Oh, no. JP, you just got yourself, if not fired, your Christmas bonus is going to be
so
delayed.
Much for the Christmas bonus.
Hey, what's 25% of nothing?
Yeah. Well, you can come to work for me and not get paid, too. If you
25%
prefer.
Of a hug.
I wasn't going to give you a hug.
Yeah. It's 25% of a hug is like a slap in the face, exactly. I'm pretty sure.
It's a punch in the balls. That's good beer, by the way.
Really quickly, we have a lot of listeners tonight, I can tell, and sometimes live listeners have trouble getting through. Make sure you're not using those direct links to listen to my show. You know the ones that have gotten you know who you are. If you found those links in the forum and someone gave you those sc1.abacast, et cetera, links to listen, unless you're on a Mac, you should not be using those. Just click the listen button directly from my homepage, because you kind of use up a lot of bandwidth, and then people who try to log in that have Macs can't, because you use up their Apple whatever they are.
You say it like we're leopards.
All four of those people who use Mac.
Of us who use apples aren't.
Well, I just know what happens. Like every time we have shows like this where I can tell there's a lot of live listeners, we start getting messages saying that the server is full and things like that. And the server should never be full. It's because people are bypassing the links. So don't do that. That's all I'm saying. So everyone can listen. All right. That's all. Let's move on to the next portion of our discussion today. Chris Grant.
So now we're in a situation whether we're in the garage or a back porch patio setup,
and you probably already own it.
Or if you are in a garage or a basement situation where you've thought out, we're not even going to discuss tonight all the ventilation, makeup, air, all that good jazz.
We're just talking about stuff that would be nice to have in there.
Yeah. So if your brew system's near a wall, within I'd say 2 feet of a wall. Insulating the wall with a false wall, whether it be stainless, aluminum, even a high-temperature plastic, anything that goes the full height of the system for washdown later makes it a lot easier to deal with.
Or the heat, too.
A minor thing if your drywall catches on fire.
extra large fire extinguisher.
Yeah.
So you're not talking like an actual like false wall. You're talking like a covering, like a sheet of stainless or a sheet of plastic or something over it? Or are you actually talking about building out a wall?
If you're going to do any kind of wall, especially if it's close where heat's an issue, mm-hmm. I would have a spacer. Actually, I know one customer uses oil drip pans for cars. You know, they're only about a half inch lip, and they're pretty big. They're 3 feet wide, 2 feet wide by...
That's me.
Yeah. that listener will remain nameless.
Yeah. Yeah, actually, I needed something because I didn't want to blister the paint on the walls, and I haven't got any kind of metal up there yet.
Doc was trying to get us to do it all in stainless, but
yeah.
He wanted, did he want you guys to actually build his whole like
no
thing?
Just they had a guy that could do stainless backsplashes.
Yeah. Oh, I see.
Yeah. But by the time they custom laser cut it and everything, it was going to be ridiculous.
Yeah.
So we opted quiet not to do that. And then I got lazy and never went through that.
All right. But anyway, having something, and to make a spacer can be super simple. I'm only talking a half inch or so between whatever it is and the true wall if your heat's going to be close to it. So some other things. So not only having that as a heat thing, but also as a washdown. So whatever it's going to be, if you're going to wash your brew system in place, having an ability, if there's water going past it, that it's not going to be hitting drywall directly, unless you did like a good enamel coating on it or something to make it waterproof.
Yeah, soak through to get the studs.
Yeah, that's bad.
Muy.
Muy bad.
Yeah.
Muy malo.
Planning out your brew room area, CFGI, or even better yet, I've seen some plastic-housed NEMA outlets. So if there is flowing water by accident or on purpose, it's not getting directly into your outlets, that'd be ideal.
Okay.
Because you're going to need electricity out there and running a whole bunch of extension cords everywhere. Probably not such a great idea.
Yeah. CFGI at minimum. Again, with the water, Justin, this is where with your water system that you're thinking of, that's what I think of when if I'm going to build my own brew system. In fact, I just redid my backyard and ran water over to where I brew.
Yeah.
And it's so nice to have a hose bib right there because I had to walk not only across the patio, but then across the open yard, so it gets all muddy over there in the winter. And just running your own hose bib just for your brew system makes it tons easier.
Okay. Yeah, see, I think that's one of the main things I'm missing on my whole setup. That and being connected directly to the natural gas of the house. Those are the two things I want. And I think this could be in part of the setup you're talking about here, not having to use a propane tank, stuff being directly connected.
It's not really like building your brew house, but yeah, you can tie into whatever gas might fuel your house, whether natural gas like you or low pressure propane like Doc.
Yeah.
You definitely can fuel your brewing with it. It becomes trickier. Usually you need someone to help you set that up because a typical, say, half inch diameter line is not going to feed enough fuel to light a 65,000 BTU burner.
Okay. All right.
So having that set up properly is a key thing. So if you are going to do that, it's great because then you don't have to fill tanks whenever you want to brew.
Yeah.
It's nothing worse than running out like 20 minutes before the end of boil.
Yeah. You mean every brew day for me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why you should have more than one tank.
Yeah. Well, we use propane around here like it's going like it's crack, by the way. Doc gave us that outdoor heater. So every time we light up the hookah, we got the heater going.
Especially now, it's like 45 degrees outside.
Yeah. We've got the barbecue. We've got the brew set up. I mean, we've got three tanks that we go through, I mean, all the time, too. And also, you know, this is something I've, since we were talking about just outdoor burners in the first segment, too. So I've got, like, that brew bayou out on the bayou. What the hell is it called? You know what
bayou
I'm talking about.
Bayou Cajun cooker?
Bayou Cajun cooker burner. This thing is not efficient, is it? Because I go over to, like, John Plisse's house, and he's got, like, the nice burner, kind of like what Doc has at his setup, too. And he tells me that a propane tank for him will last him, you know, 10 batches. Like, he can just...
He's full of crap.
Yeah. Is he?
Yeah.
Is he not...
He is jerking your gherkin, pal.
Yeah. Okay.
The fact that you fell for that's great.
Yeah, I'm going, wow, that's some efficient burning you're doing, because I go through, like, a couple of batches, and...
I was going to say, two batches on one tank's pretty darn good.
Two batches, and you should refill, yeah.
Like, really?
I'll go through two I can't go through three on mine.
Yeah, I go, you can't. Okay.
No, I do two, and then I go and refill.
See, I thought...
John's also powering all of Concord with... energy.
Apparently.
Synergy is what he's doing.
Yeah, he rides his... He has a stationary bike that he powers his whole complex with.
Yeah.
Okay. Because I was feeling really insecure about my efficiency. I thought maybe my burner was really just...
Well, you should.
Spewing out a lot of extra propane. But now you're telling me it's not.
No, it doesn't sound...
Well, that's like that first day when you, like, lit everything on fire.
Yeah. When you light your hose on fire, that's...
problem.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Hey. So it happened. So it happened twice.
And who barbecues with propane anyway?
What do you barbecue? Oh, that you're all natural baby. Coal. Yeah.
Lump coal.
And
peace and love. All natural.
Yeah, we're
there's nothing all natural about burning coal.
Sure,
in
there is. You don't know what you're talking about.
I guess it's natural, but it's certainly
I don't think
not peace and
give
love.
You any prize for burning coal?
Yeah. You know that they're talking about
for the environment too.
Banning fireplaces in San Francisco.
Yeah,
this is how green they're getting. They're talking about banning fireplaces.
Wood burning fireplaces. I don't live there, so good.
You don't care, but. Even I think that's a little overboard.
Sure,
you know,
super overboard.
Everyone likes a fire. Who cares? You know, they're warming up the planet at the same time. If you think about it, it's kind of killing two birds with one stone. Literally,
extra global warming never hurt anyone.
Yeah. Right, so we won't need fires.
Yeah,
Al Gore Jr. over there.
All right, sorry, Grim. Back on topic.
Please. No worries. No. So having the water system there, and there's a bunch of different ideas, but again, you're either having a sink of some sort or your portable sink again. Just having that water system there makes everything easier in brewing.
Okay.
Some other ideas when dealing with water, and my friend has this on the East Coast, he built a curb basically that is twice the size of his little brew system. So it basically, he can stand inside of this area that any spilled water gets held in this area to make it easier for cleanup later. If you've ever been to a small brew house like Downtown Joe's, they have like a 1 foot, 2 foot wall all around the brew house. So if anything was to give out, it's going to hold in the liquid that comes out.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah, so when you're cleaning up afterwards, it's a lot easier. And you can either do this with, you know, concrete would be ideal. But as simple as there's a high density plastic that JJ uses to do this. It's like a rubber strip, but it's actually plastic, and you just lay it down with an adhesive on the bottom, and it'll hold liquid in for the most part.
Okay, yeah, that's a good idea. And I think that that people don't really think of. In fact, I thought that Downtown Joe's, their brew setup is right out in the open. It's in the restaurant,
sure.
So while you're eating, you could see Colin brewing. It just kind of freaks me out, but you could.
Only if you know Colin.
Yeah. And then you're right. They've got that wall around it, and I thought it was kind of just for sort of...
I'm sure it's dual purpose. Keep
right.
people out. But if liquid, if it was to give out,
yeah,
it, you know, it would hold the liquid in, so it wouldn't just go all over the people.
And if you're in a garage area, too, what a great thing to be able to have, because you could really mess some stuff up.
Well, even if you used it to channel the liquid out of your garage, so you could actually hose it down and not worry about the water going everywhere.
Yeah. That's a good idea.
And if midgets attack, you can channel them somewhere else, too.
Yeah.
It'd be like a moat.
I'm always concerned about that kind of thing, too.
Midget attacks?
Yeah.
You must meet my therapist.
Is this
because,
okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Can I just point out that I brewed a good beer real quick?
Yeah, you actually really
actually,
can.
Yeah,
because
I'm flowing through this.
Tell me that it's a good beer. Just
I mean,
once.
It looks like I dipped it in Shadow Cliffs, but...
Yeah, I just shook it all up because I force carbonated it real fast before the show.
It's drinkable, dude.
It's a little more. I've made drinkable beers before. It's a little more. I do not often toot my horn when it comes to beer.
Toot.
This
toot
is
away.
More yeah. than drinkable,
it's
isn't
good.
It? Tell me that it's more than drinkable.
Kudos. It's tootable.
It's good, right? I mean, I'm not saying it's like the. I wouldn't enter it in competition. I'm not saying it's some great beer, but this is a very good beer.
Yes, it is.
What would you score this, Doc?
30.
21.
29.
30.
Get out of my studio.
27.
27?
Yeah.
I was lying. I was going to say like a 31. But.
Give it another week. It'll go up.
Well, it's all shaken up. And it's yeast in and out. When it settles out.
It's Jameel's amber recipe that I took right out of...
you got to learn to lie and just say you came up with it after a minor miracle happened.
Are you drinking it, Beavis?
Yes.
And
you can't hear me nod.
Yeah, no, nobody can hear you nodding.
No.
They can see your hips move in the stripper banner.
Yes,
but,
they can.
What do you think about the beer?
It's okay. I like it.
It's just okay. I'm so disappointed because I think it's really good.
I don't know what kind of style of beer this is.
Oh.
But
it doesn't matter. Does it taste good?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
It's not
it tastes
particular.
Okay.
It's not my. Oh dear. It's not my particular style of beer, but I am enjoying it.
You are enjoying it. I see. Well, that was disappointing, wasn't it?
I'm enjoying it.
Yeah, it's okay. Well, whatever.
I don't really like beer, but yours is really good.
The thing is, I've brewed a bunch of okay never beer, mind. And we just never talk about it because just okay, I could give a shit.
This is better than okay.
But this one's better than okay. Oh, that's why I mentioned it.
This is a decent beer.
This is the best beer that you've made.
You think?
Oh, yeah.
By far.
Except for that one.
This is turning into a really disappointing conversation for me.
Why?
Because
it's
even
the best beer you've ever made,
and it's still just okay.
I think it's good.
Yeah. All right.
It's a good drinkable beer.
Okay.
But see,
whatever. Let's move on.
When you come from places like Doc and Chris and I come, where we drink really good beer all the time, it's hard to.
You guys come from a different land than I do?
Yeah, the good homebrew land.
Oh,
yeah. And so it's kind of harder to to come down to that level. But you did a good job, son.
All right.
I think it's very good. I'm sorry. It's fantastic. I'll drink this next week when I'm dancing on your pole. Not
wow.
your pole.
You all hear it here first.
Not your pole. The
yeah.
pole.
Stripper pole. Yeah. I just want to point out there's a black person in the studio.
Yes, there is.
For the first time ever, also.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, it's the last time.
Token is no longer the only black person ever to be on a session show. Now there's another friend of ours who happens to be black.
Token part two.
Yeah. All right. Please carry on, Chris Crow.
The sequel.
All right. So one of the last ideas when building a system like this is storage. And for me, my favorite thing is old kitchen cabinets. They make perfect storage for if you can mount them right onto the wall.
Yep.
You can either have under cabinet ones, over, up in the air ones that are mounted to the wall.
Yeah.
But having a worktop right there for Micah or whatever it is makes it a ton easier.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
And then you've got your workspace and your work table.
And it's always going to be there.
And the stuff is all right there. It all goes right back in the same cabinet.
And this suggestion also, by the way, duels as a kind of an incentive, like with the wife.
Are you going green again?
No. I'm trying to help out married people, right? Like, you know how the wife has always wanted to, like, redo the kitchen, get some new cabinets in there?
Yeah.
Well, now you're like,
tell me about it.
Now you're like, hey, let's. JP's cats have always wanted a new kitchen.
Yeah.
Now you're like, hey, look at, we could redo the kitchen, dear. Yeah.
Well, even
and
that,
you get some cabinets out of the deal.
Even if you don't want to shell out the money for new kitchens for your own house, you've got to know somebody who's redoing
giving
the kitchen.
Out some old
and
ones.
They're, you remove them for them, and it's free.
Yeah, and that shit just gets thrown away.
Just go to your rich friend's house and draw on them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, you need new ones. I'll take these.
Or just steal their cabinets when they're not looking.
Yeah.
It's even more
right.
fun.
Why not?
You get plates, too.
No one will notice.
Yeah. Doc, when do you go out of town next?
All right. Good suggestion. I like that one. Yeah.
And then
I like the freebie suggestions.
Yeah.
And
at that point, you should be considering some sort of built-in entertainment system.
Ah,
This is a theme that's traveling.
Yeah. There's a brew house on the Morbier Forum. That a guy's been building in his basement for some time now.
Oh, Jay Spees, I think is what
this thing is unbelievable.
Yeah.
And he's got the giant flat screen built into
it's like
the wall.
An 80-inch screen.
Yeah, and you don't even see the television itself. You just see the screen. It's built into the wall. He's got a major entertainment system.
It is
system.
The wall.
And it's basically the wall. I'm with you on that.
Yeah.
I think if you're going this far, get your entertainment set.
And it doesn't have to be a TV for those of you who don't like TV, but I mean, just something that takes up your time because it is
porn.
6 to 8 hours.
Yeah,
yeah, porn.
Well, brewing.
Yeah.
Hmm.
That actually,
Doc,
might be,
had you not thought of that before?
That might be counterproductive.
Yeah.
I'm going to say no porn in the brew day.
Why do you think it'd be counterproductive?
I don't know.
Waste of energy.
Doc will be making his own yeast.
Oh.
You trying to brew something else?
Oh, man.
Batch of kids.
I'm brewing a batch of kids today, honey. Okay.
All right. So here's some other things that
yeast
I've heard.
Nutrient.
Yeah.
God, that's nasty. All right, as a sponsor, and
I'm going to have to stop this conversation.
Pull the plug right now.
Yeah.
So one more thing that this could go in either basket, either what we're talking about now or what we're about to talk about. But I know a few people who are brewing in their garage who are older people or limited mobility, whatever it is, who built some pretty cool block and tackle systems in their garage. And they can actually, on tracks, so they can lift a carboy up, move it around to their chest freezer, drop it down into the chest freezer, kegs, carboys. One guy does his grain before going in that way. And you do enough pulleys on there, and it's pretty easy to lift whatever you want to.
Limited mobility.
Yeah. One Arm Steve is who that revolves
around. I just like that. Well, they don't know
you guys know a guy named One Arm Steve?
Yeah. It's also a song, but his name happens to be Steve. And he picked me up at the airport in Salt Lake City. He drives a stick, answers his cell phone. His right arm doesn't work. He's driving a stick with the left hand.
Yeah.
Answers the cell phone, puts it between his head and his ear. And
you're freaking out.
I'm freaking. I just met the guy. We built a Bruce sculpture around him only having one arm.
I see.
And
I really like that you guys know a guy named One Arm Steve.
You can tow it on a lark.
He doesn't happen to be the drummer from Def Leppard.
Nah.
Okay, just curious. Not that every guy with one arm might be the drummer from Def Leppard, but you never know.
But there's a great possibility.
Once in a while, you might get lucky.
Yeah, you might. So you always have to ask.
Yeah.
Because imagine the one time you don't ask, it happens to be the drummer from Def Leppard.
He didn't ask me if I'm the drummer from Def Leppard.
Yeah. Exactly. All right. I just want to also point out listeners that are sending in questions. We will be getting to these. You're just getting a little bit ahead of us into the Super Brew House. But they're definitely going to want you guys to talk about floor drains. They want us
coming
to
up.
Yep. They want us to expand on the hooding.
Yep,
so
we will.
All that
up.
Stuff coming yep. up in the Super Brew House. All right. What else you got there?
Got one more for this situation and for the next as well.
Okay.
That's pull down electrical. Meaning, you've seen them before. Sometimes you can buy ones that just put on an eye loop, and they have a light bulb on the end and an extension cord end.
Yeah.
You pull it down. That way, you're not running all your electrical cords dangling in the wet ground underneath you.
Great idea.
Tripping on them.
All my electrical cords are sitting under an inch of water.
Yeah. As you stand on top of them.
Yeah. Great idea with the pull down. Yeah. And you just get that at the hardware store, too. It's the whole, snap and pull.
Exactly.
Yeah.
On a reel.
On a reel, exactly. Yeah. Oh, that's a really good idea for electricity.
I invented that.
You did? It's patented. I like that.
That really was his idea.
Okay. All right. Very good. Is that your last recommendation for the...
Yeah. Well, and anytime you're in any kind of enclosement of any sort, whether it's a garage or whatever, a couple carbon monoxide testers at... head level is ideal.
Actually lower than that.
Some safety.
Sure. Yeah, I guess before it gets to you would be an ideal thing.
Okay.
Besides wearing a canary on your shoulder at all times.
Because that'll help.
Yeah.
Okay.
Canary in my pants.
Wow.
Yeah. More of a parakeet, I'm sure.
A gerbil.
It's a cockatiel.
We have a live studio audience.
Yeah.
Audience.
There's a lot of people.
I just said a really funny thing.
Hovering around the stripper
Say
pole,
it again.
Which is kind of exciting. All right. Great suggestions. I like the pull down. I'm going to switch, I think, to pull down electricity. Bevo's fiance is starting to. Please don't rub your belly on this. Get away from the stripper pole. There's now a black man and a fat white belly on our stripper pole. And the thing hasn't even been de-virginized yet.
Yeah.
It's a virgin pole, for heaven's sake.
Bevo treat it with respect.
Hasn't even broken it. Please get the. A listener sent me this week. Two gigantic cans of Lysol disinfectant and also a 1 gallon jug of hand sanitizer.
I just figured that was around your house normally.
It usually is, but it just in time. I don't even know who sent it. He just ordered it online. I don't know who it was. Thank you very much. Schumann, as an associate producer this week, could you please spray down the stripper pole for me? I'm a little concerned about its germs now. The Clorox is right there on the kitchen. I want you to not with your own self. I want you to spray it with those cans of good stuff there.
Get the Lysol going.
Yeah.
Schumann, you're not. Come on, go.
Worried about Bevo's safety.
Thank you.
You know, I've turned you down. Sorry,
it's okay. Thanks.
At the end of the show, we'll be reading all of the rules and regulations that came with the stripper pole.
She's got it.
So,
can we play the DVD live? Can we play it on the air? Because you know that's got to be some good sound.
You think there's some audio?
Yeah.
We'll see. We'll see what happens. And I might have to cut it into two episodes again. I got no time for that.
Right.
You know? We're going
to
take
what
a real
have
quick
to do?
Break. I don't know. I got to hang out with Doc after the show.
Oh, that's right.
got some hookah juice to bring.
I mean, we got Chris Graham here. We haven't had him here in a long time.
Yeah.
So he's not going home at any reasonable hour tonight. Hang in there with us. When we come back, we're starting to talk. We're getting into the ultimate brew house now, right, fellas?
Yes.
That's right.
All right. Getting to big time when we
getting
come back.
Doc's land.
Get your questions to us, 888-401-BEER, or join the chat room. Hang in there, kids. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Brewcasters.
Brewcasters on the Brewing Network.
Yeah.
know that every day a brewcaster goes to bed hungry? Did you know that that brewcaster is silently calling for the help of people just like you? Do you know that every day the unicorn and the rainbow have to blow sailors for loose change? For less than the cost of a half-calf, quad-shot, venti, extra-hot, soy milk, triple-pump, hazel, low-fat foam, double-cupped macchiato a day, you can help starving adults in Pacheco. Your love can be felt for as little as 7 cents a day. Visit thebrewingnetwork.com/donate to sign up today for as little as $2 a month. Private first class in the BN Army. Buy your way up the ranks as corporal, sergeant, ranger, or colonel with an easy-to-do monthly donation that keeps brewcasters alive and your favorite internet radio station broadcasting. No donation is too small to help those in need. Can't you find it in your heart to share your love with a brewcaster? In return, you will enjoy the wealth of knowledge that comes with every episode of The Session, The Jameel Show, and yes, even that other show. Thank you for listening, and please sign up for your donation at thebrewingnetwork.com/donate today.
Gather round ye lads and lasses, set ye for a while, and hearken to me mournful tale about the Emerald Isle. Let's all raise our glasses high to friends and family gone, and lift our voices in another Irish drinking song. Consumption took me mother and me father got the pox. Me brother drank the whiskey till he wound up in a box. Me other brother in the troubles met with his demise. Me sister has forever closed her smiling Irish eyes.
Now everybody's died, so until our tears are dry, we'll drink and drink and drink and drink, and then we'll drink some more. We'll dance and sing and fight until the early morning light. Then we'll throw up, pass up, wake up, and then go drinking once again.
Kenny was killed in Kilkenny, and Clare, she died in Clare. Tip and Tipperary died out in the Derriere. Shannon jumped into the river, Shannon back in June. Ernie fell into the urn, and Thomas in the tomb. Cleanliness is godliness, me Uncle Pat would sing. He broke his neck a slipping on a bar of Irish Bing. O'Grady, he was 80, though his bride was just a pup. He died upon the honeymoon when she got his Irish up.
Now everybody's died, so until our tears are dried, we'll drink and drink and drink and drink, and then we'll drink some more. We'll dance and sing and fight until the early morning light. Then we'll throw up, pass up, wake up, and then we'll drink in once again. Ba-da-ba-da-ba-da, 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 ba-da-ba-da-ba-da.
Joe Murphy fought with Riley near the cliffs of Old Dundee. He took out his shillelagh and he stabbed him in the spleen. My crazy Uncle Mike thought he was a leprechaun, but in fact he's just a leopard and his arms and legs are gone. When Timmy Johnson broke his neck, it was a crying shame. He wasn't really Irish, but he went to Notre Dame. McNamara crossed the street and by a bus was hit, but he was just a Scotsman, so nobody gave a shit.
Oh.
Now everybody's died, so until our tears are dried, we'll drink and drink and drink and drink, and then we'll drink some more. We'll dance and sing and fight until the early morning light. Then we'll throw up, pass up, wake up, and then we'll drink in once again.
Uncle Brendan tried to drive home from the bar. The road rose up to meet him when he fell out of his car. Irony was what befell me great-granduncle Sam. He choked upon the very last potato in the land. Connor lived in Ulster town, he used to smuggle arms, until the British killed him and cut off his lucky charms. And dear old Father Flanagan, who left the Lord's employ, drunk on sacramental wine beneath the altar boy.
Now everybody's died, so until our tears are dried, we'll drink and drink and drink and drink, and then we'll drink some more. We'll dance and sing and fight until the early morning light. Then we'll throw up, pass up, wake up, and then we'll drink in once again.
Someday soon I'll leave this world of pain and toil and sin. The Lord will take me by the hand to join all of me kin. Me only wish is when the Savior comes for me and you.
He kills the cast of Riverdance and Michael Flatley too. Now everybody's died, so until our tears are dried, we'll drink and drink and drink and drink, and then we'll drink some more. We'll dance and sing and fight until the early morning light. Then we'll throw up, pass up, wake up, and then we'll drink in once again. Then we'll throw up, pass up, wake up, and then we'll drink in once again. Then we'll throw up, pass up, wake up, and then we'll drink in once again.
to the Brewing Network.
Keeping the ass out of Brewcast.
Hope everybody had time to refill their beer. Maybe go make some pee somewhere. Preferably outside or in the bathroom and not in your own pants, like JP.
Or in Chris's pants, like JP.
Or in Chris's pants, like JP. We're about to move on to the Super Brew House part of our discussion.
You know, Super Brew House.
The dock-style Super Brew House, which...
be all you can be.
Yeah.
Picture, if you will.
If you're going to do it. Might as well do it right.
In a world.
The sad news is Bevo has to go. It's now.
I'm sorry.
One trip on the pole. Come on.
Oh, yeah. Once around the pole.
Do you not see the table right next to the pole?
That's doesn't matter.
At least, dangerous.
At least touch it on your way out. Become familiar with it. Okay. I disinfected it at the break.
Don't. I noticed that. I tried to climb up it during the break. It's a little too slippery from the Lysol.
Yeah. It will dry. Don't worry.
Okay.
But at least go give it a hug.
Give it a hug.
Sling a leg over it.
And then next week when you're here for a very stripper Christmas and our last show of the year.
A very Bevo Christmas.
Okay, I need to be honest and like tell you that they're obsessed with wanting like video or pictures or something.
Of course
I'm
they
not
are.
So down with that, but they want to know if there will be something.
There will not be video.
Sweet.
Because I have in the past and continue to refuse to shoot video in the studio with the one exception of Doctoberfest.
Of Doctoberfest.
Oh, God.
But a very stripper Christmas, I think, is best left to audio and to our eyes.
That's a great thing.
And maybe a cell phone camera.
And I have to have some respect for Beavis. However, there probably will be some stills shot. And
that's not the only. Wait, I'm sorry.
And Bevo will have the final decision of whether or not any or which of those stills become public property.
Fantastic.
I have to do that as well. Although I'm
dude, if you Photoshop me and I look good, I'm okay with it.
Yeah, we can do that.
Oh yeah, we'll put a tattoo on.
Yeah,
yeah.
A little tramp stamp.
We'll give you a tramp stamp.
It makes you think I don't have one.
Yeah, that's. Can you imagine that Bevo, innocent little Bevo who loves to be Eiffel Towered, has a tramp stamp? You should get one.
No, there are no tramp stamps.
You should get a.
Dude, I was born in I'm from El Sob. I don't need to be any more Elsa Bronte than I already am.
Elsob, yo.
Elsob.
It's true. All right, well, thank you for coming back and doing the chat room for
You're
us this
welcome.
Week. We'll see you next week.
I will be here.
You're here the whole time next week?
As far as I know.
All right. I would like your stripper outfit to be Santa Claus oriented.
Or an elf. A naughty
or
elf.
Or elf. Something.
Just a reindeer. A couple of jingle bells here or there.
Or okay.
Pretty much anything.
Well, then.
A reindeer would be good, too.
You can buy it. Because I'm not going to have time to do that, so.
We just got the green light, Doc.
No thongs whatsoever.
No thongs. What about tassels? Are you opposed to tassels?
Yes.
Pasties?
Why?
What's wrong with you?
I got to say, I feel bad for Sam.
I do have her own red.
Dildo.
Top bra things.
Okay.
Maybe something that covers my bottom. Would be nice.
A bottom cover.
A bottom
cover. Looking for a bottom
and a Santa
cover.
Hat.
That's
and a Schumann says he will cover your bottom.
It doesn't
and
defeat,
he's red.
Doesn't that defeat the point of a strip or one who strips?
Yeah, I'm not taking shit off. You're retarded.
I mean, let's face it. Beavis is not a stripper. I mean, she's going to do us a favor and christen the
it's
pole.
A little weird that I'm going to go to church Sunday morning and then come here and dance on a pole.
That's not
a little
weird.
Odd to
That's
me.
That's not weird. Yeah. Everybody's doing it these days.
God invented poles.
you're honoring God by dancing on this pole.
You could do it in the other direction and dance on the stripper pole and then go ask for forgiveness.
Yes. Would you like us to like write Jesus on the pole or something?
Yeah, that'll help. Yeah.
That'll make you feel better.
No.
Doc, can we put a crossbar above it?
No.
So it'll just be like a big cross?
No.
Ascending to heaven?
All right.
No.
Well, we'll see. We'll talk during the week about your outfit.
Fine.
And we'll see you on Sunday.
Or we could have a whole thread in the forum, you know, suggestions for.
Suggestions, yes.
And where to get them.
Yeah, you should post your pictures of the Photoshop Bevo on the poll, too, in the forum, because I want to see those.
Yeah, Bevo wants to see
how creative you guys get.
be good.
Or uncreative.
Are we going to give a prize for the best Photoshopped stripper picture?
We have to.
All right, we'll do that as part of, because we're also doing, for our end of the year show, the second annual BNAs. Mm-hmm. So the Brewing Network Awards will be happening during the show.
In the tradition of me giving away everything when I come on,
we'll
do a $20 gift certificate to the best voted upon Bevo stripper poll picture.
Well, wait an hour. It'll be $50.
Nah, you can't be here next week, can you, Grim? Aren't you out of town or something?
For the stripper show, I'll make sure I can be here.
All right, good, good. It's our last show of the year. Jamil might be here. I'm working on getting Jamil in here.
Really?
And, you know, it's our we always like to make a big to-do.
Can he bring strippers with him?
I'll see.
You know.
He might have some connections. You never know with Jay-Z. He knows a lot of people.
He can tap Sacramento for us.
Yeah.
Bring him this way.
Yeah. All right, Beavis, thank you, my dear.
Bye.
We'll see you in a week's time, and she'll be back in the chat room with you next week. JP will now be your chat moderator.
Why do you got to say it like that?
I'm sorry.
Hold the fun.
Because you're just sitting there.
I personally
not
love
moving
JP.
Into your position.
You see, I mean, I need to give the lady time to get out.
All right. I just want to make sure you knew. Yeah. Poor guy. I hate, like, not having to work for half a show, and then you got to sit and start doing some work. But guess what, JP? That's your role.
To roll with it.
Yeah. Just like your regular job where you sit half the day, you don't do anything, and then you got to start doing some work.
God damn it.
Because you realize you haven't met your quota or something. I don't know what happens there, but right.
Neither do I.
We're talking Super Brew House now, the Doc Style Super House, and how you could make your dream brew house. Now, I don't want you guys to cut any corners here. I mean, let's talk about the basics of a Super Brew House, but why not throw in stuff that's ridiculous, stuff that nobody can afford? I mean, let's really get this brew house going.
Well, let's talk about the room first.
Okay.
What you're going to do.
You don't want something. Whatever it is, you don't want it to be a tight, confined area.
Yeah, so getting that 9x12 tin shed is not really...
That's not what we're talking about here.
Okay.
We're talking room...
That could go in the second set.
We're talking, like, you know, probably 25x20 square feet.
Yeah.
Or 20.
Yeah, the smallest I would go is about 10x12.
What's yours?
About 10x12.
And the
shop next door that I have in the same building, it's another 10x12. I'm thinking about busting through the wall. I just need some more room in there.
Although the 10x12, I'll agree with you, don't go smaller, but that's a good size.
It gets fairly hot, though, when he's brewing in the summer.
Okay.
But it's nice. If you're going to have a bunch of people over, it's not a good place, but if just one or two brewers, it's pretty decent.
Okay.
So this is the kind of thing that you're going to be pulling some permits for. This is not, build it out here. You know, you're going to be pulling some permits, probably.
And you're going to want help wiring this, plumbing this.
Yep.
I mean, this is going to be obscure wiring and obscure plumbing because it's not going to be in the normal areas. You're going to want overhead water bibs, electricity that's up off the ground quite a bit. It's just a lot easier to use it at working height as opposed to where it normally would go.
Okay.
The first thing you want to think about is your floor. Cement being the easiest, trenched so that you have a drain down there so you can hose anywhere you want.
That center positioned.
The floor drain. You can have a single floor drain in the middle or you can have a trench. I have a trench. It's a 4-inch drain. Goes from one side all the way to the other, and the floor is actually sloped into it. Don't slope it too much.
You don't want to slope it too much because obviously you'll fall over, but you don't want it to be just flat. Ideally, because then it'd just be stagnant.
Yeah.
And you'd be constantly mopping it over there and working just as hard as you normally would.
Sure. Okay.
But being able to just wash everything down.
Is there an ideal angle? Do you know the angle of your floor, Doc?
It's like an inch and...
I think you want an inch over every 4 feet would be an ideal slope.
That's about it.
Okay.
And make sure there's no dead spots. I've got one dead spot in mine where, it just pools.
Ah.
And... it's water. I'm not going to try to fix it. It's water under the bridge right now. So
sure.
I have a long-handled squeegee that I just kind of, in that area.
Water on the floor.
Yeah.
Okay.
But that is such a help doing that one. You're not putting lots of nasty stuff down there. It's mostly water, maybe some star sand.
Oh, yeah. Hopefully it's just all the stuff you're brewing with. Nothing. You're not trying to put your grains down there or anything like that.
No, it's not for that. It's just to wash things off. You can actually wash on the floor if you need to or wash off the
floor.
Think
of it this way. Where you're brewing, you just clean it right in place. Just like it was a big old sink.
Yeah. See, that's the best part.
That kind of brings us to the next thing, and that's what your walls are made out of. if you can go at least the lower half of the wall being made out of something that can be wet, whether it be a plastic, a metal, that if you are hosing down, say, your boil kettle when you're done, you don't even have to move it. You can clean it right in place.
Okay.
But if there's overspray, you don't want that right onto a drywall.
Yeah.
Ideally.
I used green board all through mine, which is a drywall. It takes some moisture. They use it in bathrooms.
Oh, okay.
So if you can, and also when you're building the walls, try to think of insulation, because I actually ferment in mine too, so I can keep it the one temperature rather than have it fluctuate quite a bit.
Okay.
If it gets really bad in the summertime, I actually have an air conditioner in mine.
Yeah.
So I can.
Of course
keep,
you do.
Of course I
Who
do.
Who doesn't?
So I can keep the room at a decent temperature, and then my conicals aren't working so hard, and I have so much insulation in there that. It's amazing. It can be 110 outside, and it does. It can be 100, 105 at my house. I go in there, and it's, man, 65,
yeah,
70 degrees in there.
Okay.
And if you, without the insulation, everything's going to be working that much harder at it.
Okay. Makes a lot of sense. I mean, you shouldn't be – at this point, you should not be cutting corners with your structure. I mean, if you're going for it, it should be, you know, built
– overbuilt.
Yeah,
basically.
Exactly. So yeah. Don't you know, don't use cheap drywall. I think Doc's green board suggestion is a great one to absorb some of the moisture that's going to be
it,
in there.
It can take it, and you're going to get some moisture in there anyway.
Yeah.
Just from boiling and everything else. So when the walls are taken out, you got to think of – plumbing. Where do you want this water coming from? At least have it on both sides, so you don't have to run.
Yeah.
So you can run it both sides.
Considering having a water feed right above where you're brewing.
Yeah.
So then
yeah.
Just hooking right into that for a filter and filling your kettles is super simple.
Sure. Although I really like the idea of having it in a couple of places.
Sure.
A, in case you ever, maybe you made a mistake. Maybe you need to move it. You need to rearrange it.
I did. I made it one way, and then I rearranged it, and I had it on both sides, and I made it really easy because when I first made the place, I had a three-tier system, and that worked out really well for what I was doing. And then when I changed to the flat 2100 system, I had to move things around.
Okay.
And I actually had everything set up ahead of time.
Great.
For that.
Okay.
One thing that when I was building it out, Regan told me, put in lots of outlets.
Yeah.
He said, so I put in quite a few outlets around. I put one in low so I could put the carbon monoxide meter right there.
Okay.
I have them all around, so I'm not running things around. I have at least three or four of them right in my flat area where it's bench top, so I have several of them so I can run things off of that.
Yeah.
I have two in the ceiling, you know, because I have one of those pull down electrical things.
Okay.
So just think all these things before you put the wall in.
Yeah.
And
the lighting that Chris Graham was talking about earlier, this also works in your brew house
sure.
too if you've
right.
not set up enough in the
You're
going to
need a sub panel for this too. So make sure it has enough juice going out there that you're not tripping things.
Okay.
If you're going to put in an air conditioner like I have, you got to have a pretty good sub panel
okay.
out there with its own circuit.
Yeah.
Rather than just tapping off of something else that's close.
A dedicated circuit.
Dedicated.
At least one.
Yeah. Maybe if you're going to run the air conditioner, you're going to probably want to have two.
Okay.
That's key. So we got all the walls apart, and that's what you're going to do. Insulation, water, plumbing for the water, electrical.
Yeah.
Got to think if you're going to be piping in gas, natural
yeah.
gas, or propane like I have, that's going to come in from someplace. So make sure where you're going to have it. You may even want to think about stubbing it in a couple of different places in case you can move things around later.
Okay.
Maybe you don't want it over here and you want it over there. You don't have to tear things apart.
Does the plumber do the gas plumbing for you as well?
Some of them do. Some plumbers won't do gas at all.
Okay.
Some plumbers will do gas, but they won't do propane.
Okay.
Yeah, you got to find a plumber who does it, basically. So you've got to find a guy who will do that.
Okay.
And I think the word plumbing gets a little confusing, too, because
yeah.
people think it's a water situation. But a lot of guys who do that do multiple things. They're typically called HVAC guys.
Okay.
And they'll do water, electrical, and usually any kind of gas system.
All right.
But interview a couple of them and ask them, you know, where they want to run this stuff. I had one guy wanting to run it up above from the house and cross over, it would look lame.
Yeah. Oh. And one of the things you gotta, when you are gonna contact someone, you need to tell them a few things, like how many BTUs this, whatever you're gonna do, draws. Because this isn't like a barbecue or a hot water heater. Those are pretty low. Those are usually 41,000 BTUs or less.
Yeah.
You get into anything, if you want to run multiple burners on your brew system at one time, you're talking at least 100,000 BTUs, which as soon as they hear that, they start like laughing because that's a huge amount.
Sure.
They think, you're sure you need that? Yes, I need that.
Yeah. In fact, why don't you double it just to be safe, jerk off?
And they'll then, based off of that, they have to calculate every angle, like so every elbow, every reducing fitting, how many linear feet.
How large the diameter of the pipe is to deliver enough gas and how far out it is. And they'll do all that for you.
It's not just a pressure. It's actually a flow rate to the burner.
All right. I'm glad you guys are covering this. McGrufus, one of our listeners in the chat, wanted you to expand on hooking into the house gas because he said, you know, what do we need to give the plumber to make sure that it's set
basically
up correctly?
When you're setting up a brew system, look at how many burners you want to run at once, which, in my opinion, usually two.
Two, yeah.
Rarely do
I don't
need
ever
three.
Run three. And usually it's one most of the time, but you are going to run two.
Okay.
So take whatever the BTU rating of the burner you have is, which for most homebrewing things I'd say is between 55 and 98,000 BTUs.
And you're not going to run a full blast all the time anyway.
Okay.
But you're going to need to think about that one. And get a guy that's not afraid to dig.
Oh,
a lot of these guys want to put it up on the wall or whatever to get it over there.
These people are all bribable, too. Give them some homebrew. Don't just think like...
So, what a bunch of lazy schmucks. Make them do it right.
Oh yeah.
Over the hall.
Yeah, they'll go for the easiest route first.
Oh, I've come home. I've told them what to do. I've come home at lunch, and then you can get over here. No.
You got to be a stickler about it.
Right. Yeah.
And they're gonna claim it's for safety, and you look at it and you go, "That's not safe."
Yeah. Okay.
So that'll get once you get the then you get the walls up, things like that.
They'll also help you dictate your exhaust hood too. So they'll say, okay, based off of this, based off the size of your room to what size blower you're going to need to be able to properly ventilate the room. Like Doc said, a lot of people think it's just the carbon monoxide that could be produced. You get a good burning burner, and you're really not making much carbon monoxide at all.
No.
It's a bad burning burner that creates it. Yeah, that's a tough one to say five times. The steam is what really could get you if you're not careful. Doc's hood is a commercial restaurant one, which if sky's the limit, why not? And it has a lip.
I thought Doc was circumcised.
Yeah. Well, I did a lot of research on that. There's several kinds of the big stainless steel hoods. There's a couple of places that'll do a custom one for you. I found there's one in Texas I used. Mine's a condensate hood. There's a grease hood, which is what you see under the guys making big steaks and things. And
yeah.
That you don't really need.
Okay.
It's got grease traps and things.
A little overkill.
Yeah, you don't need that. What you need is a condensate hood.
Yeah.
It's got a lip around it and an exhaust fan. Mine has two lights in it, so it actually puts lights down on my blue sculpture so I can see that.
Great idea.
Think about where you want the fan to exit with this thing. The fan's going to have to exit right out straight through the wall. Because I had one that I had on the original system going through the roof, through the ceiling, and then vented out one of the vents. And this one, I increased it to a lot more CFM, and it was going out the back straight through the wall. One of the things I did choose was an outside fan. It sits on the outside of the wall.
Mm-hmm.
A lot less noise.
Yeah, I was going to say, these fans are typically very loud.
Okay.
So if you can get them not in the hood, but you get them on the other side of the wall.
So it pulls rather than pushes.
Yeah.
And think, you don't want to go a long distance with whatever you're doing. You don't want to go 30, 40 feet. You just, like in Doc's scenario, he's literally going
right up
two linear
through
feet.
The wall.
Yeah.
And with the fan being on the outside, there's you can go on McMaster Cars where I got mine.
Okay.
They have different sizes of them and different things. You can go to the commercial updraft or downdraft upblast.
Does this not come with the hood system?
No.
It can, depending on who you get the hood system from.
I see.
Like mine was just, all I bought was a stainless steel, and I had it custom made size that I needed.
Yeah.
And where I needed that exhaust.
port out the back.
What does I'm not going to ask this a lot about this setup because there's so many factors, but I'm curious about this. What is the price range of a hood system that people can expect to pay? Because this seems, I know how much, it's basically restaurant equipment.
Yeah.
And restaurant equipment is not cheap.
But you can probably find it used.
You can find it used for, think stainless is up quite a bit right now. So you're probably talking
problem.
$500, I would say minimum.
Yeah. Okay.
To $5,000.
All the way up.
Yeah.
So. Okay.
Well, I'm sure you can go higher, but.
It depends
sure.
on how big you need it. Are you including the fan in it? Is it a brand new custom made? But like Chris said, that this price of stainless is out of this world. Now.
And it has to cover all, like yours are three vessels all lined up side by side.
Yeah, it mostly only has to go over the boil vessel.
Boil kettle being the most, and hot liquor, I would think.
It's yeah. So at least two of your vessels should be covered by the hood.
Yeah.
I would say, I mean, if you're going to build a room that's this elaborate.
A super room.
Cover the whole thing.
Yeah, why not? And that's what yours does, Doc. Covers all three.
Yep.
Okay.
And it vents it out the side.
Now, for those of you who are in a unique situation where you have, say, 20-foot ceilings or things like that, these rules change based off of what your environment's like.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I mean, that's kind of a difficult scenario, isn't it? 20-foot
ceilings. I've built some systems for people going into, like, a barn-type situation.
Okay.
Where the same rules Doc deals with isn't the same for them.
But even then, if you have a tall ceiling in a barn situation, you'd almost do a Doc setup where you'd put up a hood and you'd run out the wall rather than the ceiling.
Because they had barn door, where you'd put a hay bale through on the top.
Yeah.
So huge. I mean, 8-foot square.
Yeah.
Where they'd open up, and that got rid of all
it just went right out. Didn't even need a hood.
Yeah.
I see. Let me. I apologize. I didn't do this in line when we were doing the floor. I got to back you up just a second about the floor drains because a question came through from a listener. Wanted to know about laws about the water that can go down that floor drain. You know, wastewater and things like that.
Well, that goes through, depends on where you want to put it.
Okay. But are we putting things down a drain like that can't normally go down a drain?
We're hopefully not. Right? No. For most of us, this is for cleanup.
Yeah.
Or an accidental boil over or anything like that. We're not trying to like flush down random chemicals.
Toxic waste.
Yeah. So unless you're using, let's say you were using like commercial brewery grade caustic, then maybe you couldn't go down the drain? Or even then,
you'd probably have to dilute it all the way out before you.
But PBW is a caustic, but that's something that we can't put down the drain.
It's an environmentally safe one. Yes.
Okay, so you should obviously check your local laws.
Right, and that's the plumber guy. If you can hook this whole drain system into your sewer, where I don't have that. I put in a dry well. It just goes into basically a big cylinder with lots of rocks in it.
Oh, and then seeps into the ground.
Right, and I kind of make sure what I don't...
Great.
That's what it does, but I make sure I don't put nasty things down there. It's mostly water that goes down there. I'm cleaning things.
Keep in mind, that's mainly what it's for. It's just when you're cleaning up, it makes it easier.
Doc buries his dead bodies elsewhere. They don't go down the drain.
It's hard to fit them down that drain.
Shh.
Yeah. So those of you telling how much you're going to pay this HVAC guy, you're up to at least two... six packs, if not more. And a lot of
six
cash.
Packs. Wow, there's better be some great six packs, man.
Okay. No, and then cash on top of
it. Yeah, of course. Okay. So we've got it plumbed. We've got electricity running through it. We got the insulated walls up. What else are we doing?
Let's keep with the walls concept. You'll generally want some dedicated areas for storing things.
Definitely.
Brewing involves a lot of tubing. So some Doc set up with some good plastic. He just went to Tap Plastics and had a lot of it made for him. But plastic hooks and hangers and things like that you can hook all your hoses to. So they're just dripping right onto the ground.
Or into the sink. They can just drain. But you got to have some place for everything.
Yeah.
Storage is key. You have to have a lot of that.
Especially tubing. You don't want to like curl it up. And put it
away. Throw in a drawer.
Or it's going to start growing stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
Your flask, everything. If you can put them at the right angle, they'll just drip down, whether it be into a sink, onto the floor, whatever it is. They'll be ready to use the next time. You're not really worried about them building up stagnant liquid inside of them.
Right.
So I made it basically a lab rack.
Yeah.
Which you can just, everything that sits on it, it's at an angle and it drips down off of that. I use a lot of pegboard.
a lot of things.
Sure.
That slat bore would even be better.
Yeah.
You can, it holds more weight.
Okay.
Do that.
Yeah. And any of this kind of stuff, even the hardware store like that particle board will work fine as long as you put a whole bunch of coats of
Put a lot of paint
enamel-based paint on there.
Okay.
Maybe some fine lead-based paint, too.
Perfect.
Get it from China, real cheap.
Great idea.
But, you know, enamel paint so that the moisture won't be an issue.
Okay.
But anything, the more things you can hang up, it's easier to see. You just know where it is when you need to grab it, and B, the more it can drip out the liquid, the less things that'll grow in that environment.
And it just hangs there. You're going to have a lot of things you want to keep off the floor. I've got a lot of kegs.
Yeah.
And if they don't have beer in them, they got to be somewhere. And I have two shelves that I can stack them on up above my head. I got a lot of room above that's not used, and I clean them. Pressurize them, they go up there. I can pull them right down.
Yeah, you've got a nice shelf that's about 2 feet below the ceiling.
Yep.
Or so. And
you can double stack all the kegs up there.
And they fit lengthwise even. Mm-hmm. So you got the head of the keg sticking out, so you can just grab the handle to put it up or pull it out.
Right, and those are, for me, they were just the wire mesh I got at Home Depot.
Yeah.
They're lightweight. Just a little coated wire.
You're right.
If they get wet, who cares? It just drips. If I had straight shelves, they'd probably get wet.
Right.
That wouldn't be good.
Yeah, that's a good use of space that you got going there.
Yeah, I've tried to use every inch I could, but now it's starting to get not enough.
Yeah,
shut up, Jave.
All right, and then you've also got, just to kind of talk about the storage part too, you've got a regular kind of a kitchen cabinet and kitchen counter type of setup on one wall of your brew house.
Yeah, I had them on more of the walls, but when I changed over to this system and the different vent hood, some of them had to go.
Okay.
So I lost some storage on that.
But I think it's a good setup, and it goes with what Chris Graham is saying, too, is that the more that's just kind of hanging on your corrugated wall or whatever you've set up, the more that's hanging that's right there and it's visible and you grab it and you go, it seems the better. You've got the one wall with the cabinets and the shelf, and you work on the shelf. And the cabinets only hold things like you've got some scales and you've got different,
keg parts. I've got lots of stuff that I don't have to get to.
Spare parts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That you're not using during the brew process all the time.
Right, I'm not using that. And some of one shelf I've got all my water treatment stuff, things like that. Like you said, scales, my pH meters, things like that. But it's better. It's a lot cleaner look if you've got these white cabinets that just close everything off, too.
Crack pipes behind the cabinet.
Keep in mind that these cabinets, you wouldn't want to be like an exposed wood normally, unless they're highly varnished or whatnot.
Because of the moisture.
A laminate's just fine. The cheap garage-based Home Depot setups will work great for this.
Okay.
Can I interject?
No.
No.
Okay. Back to work.
Doc, can I offer you some feedback?
No.
Well, what I have to say is important anyways. I would people in the chat are asking for pictures of Doc's setup.
Yeah.
Here's have any online or anything?
They're offline now?
They're offline. Here's the my apologies. Well, we moved the server, and the gallery hasn't been moved with it. So they're all up there. They're just not linked properly, so no, I can't get them to you. I'm going to try to do it this week.
Maybe on the Doe's site?
The best I could do.
No.
We're the only
they're on our showroom wall, but that's about it.
Break into the warehouse.
I'll get them back up there. Hang in there.
Okay.
I'll put them up.
Maybe Doc can take some.
But we've got a full view of all of this stuff that we're talking about, and it's funny. I knew they're going to ask that. I thought of it right in the middle of Doc talking about the setup of his brew house. I went, shit, the gallery's down.
I didn't know the gallery's down. I would have probably pulled something out.
Yeah,
think of like a size of a one car garage. Lot of cement. I mean, the floors are all cement.
Yeah.
And just white walls all around you. Cabinets, brew system.
Right.
Then what we're getting to now, he's got a double dip sink in that one.
Yeah.
Double dip sink. I would say you'd want at least a double dip or a triple dip
stainless sink. Stainless, industrial kind of sink, deep.
Yeah, let's talk about that just, kind of briefly. That's a cool setup because, like Doc's saying, he's got three. You've got two and then a shelf.
Yeah, I've got a sideboard.
So that you can,
drain
and all of that. And it is very deep. And now these kind of things are cool because they're actually very easily installed. You don't really do a wall install with this kind of a sink.
No.
It's got its own legs.
They have their own wall on the back.
Yeah.
Because they have a backsplash.
So you just get it and you move it in, and
right.
As long as it's been plumbed,
generally you want to tie them down to something.
I tied it
not
into
the real rickety.
I okay. tied it into the wall.
Okay.
So, I just used some stainless steel screws and some fender washers to kind of go over the backsplash.
Okay.
And into the studs. And
okay.
It holds it really, really well.
Yeah. All right. And the best feature about DocSync, and I'm going to say right now, you do not put in a, if you're going to do all this, do not put in a sink without this feature. And that is the overhead spray. You know what I'm talking about, Graham.
Spring-loaded overhead spray thing.
The overhead spray faucet. So it's got your regular faucet. But then the over, it hangs, it's spring-loaded, and it's a spray, it's a hose.
It's generally a rubber-coated end, so you can stick it in any kettle and not dang. Shut up, JP.
I think the phrase of the day.
Shut up, JP.
I thought it was rubber-coated.
Rubber-coated head, so you can stick it anywhere.
Yeah.
Which, in any large opening, it'll spring back.
It's important. Hey, that thing, it changes everything about your cleaning. I mean,
because if it has to fit underneath the sink thing, you can't wash most things in it.
Right. And with this, you wash everything. I mean, literally, he could
wash
the walls.
I washed the floor down. Right?
Yeah, with that.
Oh,
so.
Another thought on the walls, I painted everything white. I wanted, because it's a smaller room, I wanted it to look bigger than it is. And I use a really high gloss paint.
Yeah.
It's real easy to clean.
Right.
Like it uses something in the kitchen.
Don't you have, isn't the lower portion, I know what's behind your sculpture. You've got those those metal trays.
Right.
Isn't your lower wall also like that plastic coating, or is it just regular drywall stuff?
No, it's just the green board with a lot of paint.
It's somebody else's brew house I've seen.
No, I put the vinyl.
That's what I'm talking about. It's like a vinyl kind of a cover that goes up 4 or 5 feet.
No. It's a 6-inch around the bottom. It's vinyl and it seals the wall to the floor.
You're talking about the molding,
Yeah.
I know what you're talking about, Justin. A lot of people use it. It's a plastic board. One side's perfectly flat. The other side's textured.
Exactly.
It's white.
It's high gloss and easy to clean.
Shower board.
Shower board.
Exactly. Okay. JJ uses it quite a bit. A lot of breweries do.
I think that's a good idea for the lower portion of the entire brew house, because, you know, well, at least with me, I'm throwing shit all over the place, man.
throwing feces everywhere.
To me, it's an extension of just, like, you're talking about just some high-gloss white paint, which is fantastic for the whole thing, but this is even easier, I think. I mean, it's easy to clean plastic.
Yeah, isn't like the Aussie bar where the tile goes up halfway on the...
Yeah.
They just hose it out at the end of the night?
For the blood.
Yeah.
for everything.
Yeah. Blood and puke. All right.
Brain parts.
Speaking of blood and puke, Big Tim is in the chat room.
Oh, yeah?
Really?
He says, ask Doc what's in the cabinet next to his brew house.
Next to the brew house. There's lots of stuff
in the shop
in the
next to the brew house?
Yeah, let's not talk about
that
on the air.
Yeah. That's Big Tim, that's a secret.
Yeah.
This is Doc. This is great. Doc's brother, Big Tim, in there trying to get Doc in trouble. Yeah. Just like when they were 13.
Yeah.
It's a BB gun.
Something's never changed. It's a body, okay, Big Tim? He's got a body.
A chest freezer for nothing.
Yeah. People want, like, detailed pics of your setup, Doc. Apparently the ones in the gallery weren't cutting it.
Are you kidding?
Yeah.
Wow.
No, I'm not kidding.
What do they want exactly details?
I'm dead serious. I don't know. I can find out. I can compile a list.
Tell them to use their imagination.
Yeah, it's imagination.
Yeah, detail things like the
this
floor.
Is like a book on tape. Yeah. You got to...
Yeah, Chris.
Yeah. Use your imagination.
Read books, don't you?
We all do. Okay.
Yeah, think about it.
Okay, thank you.
One detailed thing that we forgot about the floor drain, you can get modular pieces. They're 4-inch wide, 4-inch deep, and they hook together. You set those in place, and then you pour the concrete over those.
Okay.
Home Depot has those. You can get a few different places, different strengths, different grades.
Yeah, get one that's comfortable to walk on.
Yeah.
I've stepped on a few that you feel like you're going to twist your ankle when you go over them.
Yeah.
Docks are perfect.
They're
not slippery or anything like that.
I've seen those. They are good.
Yes.
Easy to pick up and clean.
Yeah, you can lift up the grates and clean them underneath.
Yeah. All right, where are we at? What else we got there?
Okay, so we have a few more things in here. We're back to our entertainment center.
Yeah.
You got to have, you know, some tunes while we're in. Doc's got up. So you're in this room, if you're picturing this, and 2 feet from the ceiling is a white wire rack that's pretty deep. It's about 2 feet deep, if not deeper. And on there, he's got, how many disc CD changer is that?
Well, I have a different shelf right next to that, but, yeah, I've got a 200 CD changer. I don't know. probably 200.
So mostly all Grateful Dead and Widespread.
Yeah, 200.
And then the one time
songs.
I'm over brewing with them, it's kids songs for like 2 hours. I'm like, Doc, he's like, oh, no, sorry, click.
I had to put kids songs because I actually piped that stereo out to the the barbecue room outside, too. But, yeah, I got to get those out of there.
Which, by the way, is an option on the brew house to also have the barbecue room.
Yeah,
right outside. but I have in-ceiling speakers.
Yeah.
So I've got 4 in the ceiling and a subwoofer
You could do, like, marine setups.
That's
if you're
what I was
going to
ask.
Well, that's what these are.
Yeah. They are, okay.
They're outdoor, in-wall, marine speakers.
Okay.
So they can take some punishment with the moisture.
And I actually don't think that should be an option. I think that's mandatory. If you're going to have in-ceiling speakers, you're obviously going to want to leave them there for a period of time. And you're going to hopefully will not get out of the brewing practice if you're building a room like this. So I think it has to be either indoor, outdoor, or marine grade speakers if you're going to put them in-ceiling like that. If you're just going to hang them on the wall somewhere, whatever. You know, put up whatever you want, and you know, if they go bad, you just replace them. So.
Yeah, I've seen quite a few homebrew setups that have like 42-inch flat panel LCD TVs on the wall.
If you want to be watching football or baseball. Yeah.
This one guy has a retractable, you know, it goes up into the ceiling. The panel comes down.
Really?
Yeah, I thought that was pretty
slick.
That's
badass.
He's like, I leave it down all the time, but it can go up.
I would just put it up and down all the time just because it can go up and down.
Yeah, look. Up.
Impresses the women.
Up, yeah. Look at my brew house. I've got a up and down TV.
We watch porn in that.
Yeah.
So a couple other things. Doc's, and anyone else who's going to do this, his countertops that he works on his cabinetry, it's all spray down. It all has backsplash. So if he needed to really get violent when cleaning, he could with a hose.
It's easily cleaned.
Yeah, and it makes it a lot easier.
And I didn't use expensive stuff because I don't care. I don't want to care if I put something hot on there.
Yeah. Well, I wouldn't use like tile and grout if I were you.
No.
I would just use Formica or, you know, granite would be cool, but who needs it?
Yeah. Okay.
Jason does, apparently.
The more we talk about this and the ease of cleaning, the more I think I want my bedroom to be this way. I want it to be completely
hoseable.
Just the
hose that comes on at like 7 in the morning.
Exactly.
If you're not out there, you're sanitized.
Yes. I like this
idea.
That'll
be my bathroom someday.
I really like the hospital stainless steel type of environment for living.
Sleeping on a gurney?
Yeah. I actually sleep on a stainless steel table. This is a great idea.
All right. So a couple more we'll burn through.
Yeah.
Doc has a whole room filtration system.
Air filtration.
This is awesome. So now you can brew in the room you're working in.
Yeah.
And you can handle all your yeast in there on days you're not brewing. And
what is it? It's just a HEPA filter?
It's a huge HEPA filter. If you look in some of the old pictures, you'll see it on the forum.
Yeah.
It's a big HEPA filter. It's probably a foot deep, but it's 4x3.
It's big.
And I have it on a wall switch. It's another thing that I put it, the electrical in the wall, so when I walk in, I can turn it on. It'll change the room air about every 4 minutes.
See, this is where I cross the line from where, wow, Doc's so cool and thoughtful about how he does things, to what a douche.
I don't live in a place where there's, you know, it's clean around there. I live in a lot of, it's basically a farm type area. And so I'm going to, like he said, yeast. I'm in there messing with my yeast starters.
Well, even just pitching your conicals. Right. I mean, it's a nice thing to know. You could turn this on, run it for 4 or 5 minutes, and know you're not in a bacteria filled environment.
Right.
I'd kill for that.
Yeah.
I don't have that currently.
No, you're right. So would Jameel, for that matter, with his clean room. I'm sure he would love to have the giant.
It doesn't run all the time, and there's no need to, but I have it in a small enough room, and it was the smallest one I could get, and it's still overkill for that size room. But
so do you go in there and turn that thing on when you do your starters? You do your starters in there?
Yeah, I'll go in there, turn it on, and leave.
Yeah.
And I'll go do something else, and when I come in, I know it's a clean room.
Right.
And
he puts on the white outfit,
lab coat,
little booty slippers on.
No, but I will usually wipe down all the counters and everything I'm working on first, and then I'll turn it on. And go wipe it down again.
Put in an outfit bomb.
I don't mind transferring my starters from a smaller starter to a bigger starter in that kind of environment.
Yeah. It's a It's a clean environment.
It's clean.
All right, what else you got?
I've got a couple over-the-top things. Okay. I don't know if you want to ask these questions first.
Well, let me do these at the end because they kind of go back to some things we talked about.
So Doc had mentioned in piped-in CO2, you could keep your tanks in another room, have it all piped in, ready to go, have different types of outlets, whether you're trying to purge something, trying to hook up to a keg. So you have different fittings on the end to do whatever you
want
to do.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
They just come right out the wall.
Yeah, they come right out the wall and you click in with a quick disconnect.
Oh, I didn't know you had that at your place.
I've got it on one part, but I'd rather have it on everything else. Yeah. I'm tired of dragging the big tanks around.
Sure.
When I counter purge, but it's all in the sink. And on the sideboard, that's where I have my capper. And the CO2's right there.
Yeah.
Because it goes right into the keg, right into the counter pressure.
That's great.
And I've got it on the other side.
Let's just call that a safety issue.
Sure.
Yeah. Just easy.
Yeah. Tell your tax representative that it was a safety write-off.
Yeah.
All right.
So a couple over-the-top things. We have one guy who ran an automation company. He built a conveyor belt system all around his brew house. He built an automated bottling line in there. He had hoods for every kettle separated. So he had us build conicals, but not for fermentation, but for actually onion skin hoods to draw out of.
Interesting.
Yeah, he had all kinds of stuff. Now we have another competing guy who's also out of Texas.
Uh-huh. Leave it to the Texans.
Yeah, who's doing touchscreen automation all throughout his brew room. So not only is the brew house on a 7-inch touchscreen panel to turn on all the ball valves, is all solenoid control, all the pumps are. He's doing his recirculation, everything through that. He also has the whole room on one of those home automation systems. So he has a HEPA filter he sets for every day to run, just so he knows it'll always be clean air in there. He has lights turn on, all that kind of stuff, all through a touchscreen system.
All right, this is just ridiculous.
Hey, money's no object. They're my favorite customer.
I mean, wow.
Yeah, if you look at the bigger breweries, they run the same kind of touchscreen.
Well, of course they do. They're a
Budweiser.
It's their job. But this, to me, and I'm actually fine with it. It doesn't bother me at all. But I do think it's amazing. This, to me, is just being a big kid, isn't it? The coolest toys. It's like having a remote control airplane when you're 7.
Most of us brewers are gearheads, too. Yeah. So, I mean, the more toys, the better.
But a touchscreen automated homebrew house.
Why not?
Wow.
And he's doing extract. No.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. He's got a touchscreen stove.
I mean, I've seen kegerators that have LCD displays of how much beers in the keg based off of scales that are sitting under the kegs or flow meters in the lines.
Wow.
Yeah.
Schumann, you better get a record deal soon because we got to spend some money on some cool stuff.
We will have beer. You can bet on that.
No money, but lots of beer.
Yeah.
What else is in your over-the-top section?
That pretty much.
Yeah, you can't really. Yeah. You can't cap
I
that.
I saved that one for the end.
Except that you didn't put in the recliner like I have requested. I think if you're going to go through all this.
Those of you who want to touch a button, sit in a recliner, and beer comes out on the other end, it's called the liquor store.
Oh. Yeah, but it's not cool. But actually, I want a leather, vibrating, heat
just
massage.
Leave it up there.
Woman.
No, recliner. Yeah, in my brew house.
But that's not healthy for the environment, Justin.
Sure it is.
I bet Al Gore has it in his private jet.
Why are you angry about global warming
now?
my chair would be solar. It'd be solar powered massage paneled. All right, questions that came through about the ideal brew house here. What's the best way to waterproof that concrete floor? We didn't really talk about that, did we?
Concrete.
Do you have to spray, enamel or something on it?
No. Concrete's cool. No. You don't have to waterproof concrete for the most part.
Yeah, as long as you don't have standing water on it. If it has standing water, you're going to have a problem. Mine's got a brush finish.
I was going to ask about that, too.
It's a broom finish.
Yeah.
So I don't slip and fall
You don't want it. Like,
you don't want that glass finish.
If you live in the East Coast or, especially where the ground gets very cold throughout the winter, unlike out here, you'd probably want to put an epoxy finish of some sort on the top.
Okay.
But that can make it super slippery.
Slick, yeah.
Yeah, so having a rough texture, even though that could trap little tiny things, you're looking for an overall picture.
Yeah.
Even most breweries or wineries who do floors, they always have a texture to them.
Okay.
Yeah, so just ask for a broom finish on it.
Okay.
And you won't slip.
You familiar?
The guys you're paying at Home Depot to do it, or
no? Actually, I traded a guy.
You familiar with basements, Chris Graham?
Unfortunately, yes.
I let him out of one recently.
Well, you have to ask that to California people, don't you?
Yeah.
Because basements are non-existent.
I grew up
in
the East
California.
Coast. And
okay,
lived
good.
In a basement.
This is why I didn't ask Doc, because he's a California kid.
You're kind of like the one in Pulp Fiction.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's the guy Doc's familiar with. The question from the listener is a typical basement floor drain good enough?
French drains is what they're usually referring to.
Okay.
So French drains are usually what are at the perimeter of a basement.
I see.
Now, they might have a center drain that goes somewhere else. French drains usually don't drain anywhere. Now, if they're talking about where their sub pump is, the sub pump's usually going to pump up and out somewhere
else. So it's fine.
I wouldn't use that. You know, you could get away with it if your sump pump's good.
And where's the sump pump going? Is it just pumping out to the yard, or is it pumping into the sewer?
Yeah.
So it
depends. I wouldn't use French drains as a drainage system.
Okay.
Because they're designed to handle, like, when there's a flood. But they're not ideal for just day-to-day use.
Or if they're on the edge or for seepage from the wall.
Sure.
But if they've got a sump pump down there, or it actually is low enough to go into the sewer, you should be fine.
Okay. So you could use maybe those French drains, add a pump to that.
Well, a lot of them do. Those French drains usually go to
the pump.
A well where a pump sits down in the well.
Okay. The weird voice you got there.
I think that was a Jamil impersonation.
Back to the fan for the hood as well. A question that came through is, to size the fan for a certain CFM flow rate on the hood.
Depends. I just went for the biggest one I could get.
Just do that.
Yeah. You might as well make it overpowered, I mean, for sure. The price difference between the smallest one McMaster or Granger carries and the biggest is like $10.
It's not that much. And they have a dimmer switch on them.
Yeah. So. Go for the Gusto, and the guy who's going to help you with your burner system would definitely be able to tell you what you need.
Especially if you're going to need to have a makeup system. If you're in a closed place, like
a basement,
something like that, you're going to have all this exhaust out, and they're going to need to have, you're going to need to have another system that's going to pump air in.
Yeah, usually that's a blower system that's going to push air.
They'll be able to figure out your CFMs on that one for you.
Let's face it, if you're building this brew house that we're talking about,
you can afford it.
Well, and you're obviously compensating for some sort of size deficiency, so like Doc said, just get the largest fan that you can.
Yeah. Manly fan.
And you'll be fine. Any pointers on building a Jamil-esque cold room? Now that's the, we should just get Jamil to talk about this again, although he has, if you go back to the old archives.
It's pretty simple, actually.
He's just got a shed.
Yeah.
That he insulated the walls, and I'm not even talking like he put up a bunch of 2x4s in insulation,
he used foam board insulation from
Home
Depot.
And put in a regular window mount air conditioner.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Which I think he rewired a little bit.
He's gone through, I think, one, because you got to be careful how much air you have in there and what size air conditioner you try to use. Because if you don't get enough recirculation, you're going to burn it out after a certain amount of time.
Right. And anyway, he has a walk-in refrigerator by doing that.
Basically, so,
And you can do the same thing if you have a large closet.
Any small area, like a 4x4 area, you can insulate, and
you build it in the corner of your garage, put up some walls, do the same thing.
Go to MrMalty.com if you want info about that. I think he's got cold room picks up there. All right, I got to take a break. Is that a wrap anyway for our brew house discussion?
All done.
It is. All right.
We got more questions later.
Yeah, we're going to take a quick break. We all got to pee real bad. We're going to go have a sword fight. And when we come back, and if you got any questions, 888-401-BEER. That's how you get your questions to us.
Don't cross the stream.
Touche.
Or enter the chat room. JP
Total protonic
will,
reversal.
Enter JP in the chat room.
Yeah.
And you can ask your questions there. We're going to wrap things up when we get back. Hang in there, boys and girls.
You're listening to the Brewcasters on the Brewing Network.
Did you know that every day a brewcaster goes to bed hungry? Did you know that that brewcaster is silently calling for the help of people just like you? Do you know that every day the unicorn and the rainbow have to blow sailors for loose change? For less than the cost of a half-calf, quad-shot, venti, extra-hot, soy milk, triple-pump, hazel, low-fat foam, double-cupped macchiato a day, you can help starving adults in Pacheco. Your love can be felt for as little as 7 cents a day. Visit thebrewingnetwork.com/donate to sign up today for as little as $2 a month. Private first class in the BN Army. Buy your way up the ranks as corporal, sergeant, ranger, or colonel with an easy-to-do monthly donation that keeps brewcasters alive and your favorite internet radio station broadcasting. No donation is too small to help those in need. Can't you find it in your heart to share your love with a brewcaster? In return, you will enjoy the wealth of knowledge that comes with every episode of The Session, The Jameel Show, and yes, even that other show. Thank you for listening, and please sign up for your donation at thebrewingnetwork.com/donate today.
Speed is a drag, it's a big, big drag. Set your mind on fire, make your organs sag. Coke is a joke, rather take a toke than be broken and a choking with your brain cells smoking. Tripping on acid makes you flaccid. DMT, too rich for me. Heroin, aquarium, a nice pine box to bury in. Marijuana makes me wanna eat candy and eat Madonna with her hair bleached by peroxide, huffing on some nitrous oxide. Well, I've tried them all and it might sound queer, but my favorite drug is a nice cold beer. Bear, 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 we love bear. But mostly chills from Robitussin and a bottle of NyQuil. XTC's okay with me on airplane glue. You sneeze, I chew. Mohawk girl with a needle in her neck. Nervous wreck, gonna call collect. Nicotine is so obscene. Caffeine only makes me mean. Up spray paint ain't so clean. It gives you headaches and makes you faint. Hash is a gas like a blast from the past. But trying to hunt it down is a pain in the ass. Well, I tried them all and it might sound queer, but my favorite drug is a nice cold beer. Bear, 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 bear. Bear, 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 we love bear.
This fall,
4 beer kits and a bag of sanitizer, that would be $4,000 for shipping.
Never. I won't pay more than $20 for shipping.
Ha ha ha. You will not find a deal like that now. Northern Brewer's flat rate shipping promotion is finished.
No! I'll never pay that much. Never!
My patience wears thin, young home brewer. You must pay too much for shipping.
Never fear. Northern Brewer's here.
Foolish Northern Brewer. Your flat rate shipping promotion has ended.
No, sir. Now we got $7.99 flat rate shipping all the time over here.
Northern Brewer has all of your home brewing, wine, mead, cider, and soda making needs. And a complete line of award-winning beer kits, including the intergalactically boozy Bourbon Barrel Porter. Still with cheap-ass shipping. Place an order at northernbrewer.com and get some flat rate $7.99 shipping action. Offer good and contiguous U.S. only. Some heavy and or bulky items are excluded, such as glass bottles, sacks of grain, bulk DME, and oak barrels.
Take that, guy. $7.99 flat rate shipping.
Ah, my retina!
Retina? Damn near killed ya.
Wait till you can pour it out of your own kegerator.
Yeah. I mean, your friends will look at you with awe.
And it's just hot.
It is?
It's so super hot.
The home of live beer radio.
TheBrewingNetwork.com. Because like beer, radio shouldn't suck. You're listening to The Session.
The Brewing Network. Saving your life.
One beer at a time.
Wow, you went for it that time, too.
Well, I didn't do anything.
Clipped, even.
Did it?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry for everyone's speakers.
No, it got caught on the other end, just in this end.
Okay, good. You know, every once in a while, you get that East Coast accent. Caught.
I know. The more I drink, I get it often, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like right often. There.
Yeah. But definitely. Often. That's when it always comes out the most.
Which drinking kid?
It's because I'm drinking my good beer. That's why.
Yeah. Not often we get a 30 point beer around here.
That's right. Well, not one brewed by me anyway.
Yeah,
well, I mean, no. Well, the problem too is that Shat's got like 80 gallons of Belgian pale around here.
I'm convinced he's brewing those because it can have an infection, and nobody will say
and no one notices it. Well, it's like Tasty's thing. Tasty McDole brews Belgian pale like twice a week or some ridiculous thing, and so Sleepy McShat is following in the footsteps of his mentor. He now brews. His Belgian pale every other day. He's out there.
Well, Mike does it. I might as well.
Yeah.
Do it too.
What are you brewing, Sleepy? Belgian pale. All right. We got a phone call, and we're getting out of here soon. Famous last words, I know. But
you said it now. It'll be 45 minutes.
I just stunk up the place too, fellas, so I want you to know right now. It was.
I thought it was your beer.
That's been going on for a couple of days. I don't know what it was I ate.
Oh.
Hey, caller, what's
sponsors
happening?
Sponsors don't appreciate that.
What's up, ladies?
Oh, is this? How we doing? It's No Remorse. It's our weekly call from No Remorse.
Oh, shut the fuck up. It's a bad thing. You know that you wouldn't know what to do if it wasn't for me calling you.
I wouldn't know.
He's been posting pictures of his girlfriend in the chat room.
I didn't see that.
No, I'll show it to you.
Did you send me? Send me a link.
They're all gone now.
I was being called out because she went to school the same place as John Palmer. And I went to school right next to him, so I was being called out. Oh, yeah. Let's see some pictures, so.
Are you the one? Isn't she, like, foreign?
No, that's Madtown.
That would be Madtown.
Oh, that was Madtown.
Yeah. Madtown's the other one with the hot. She's domestic.
Madtown's girlfriend, well, I'm probably pissing him off, so I won't go into any more detail, but JP will probably fill you in if you want to know.
What happened with his girlfriend?
I don't know.
She left him?
No.
Sounds like she left him between the two
guilty,
of you.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I really don't know.
Oh, no, worse off, she left him for JP.
Yeah, can we get her number if she did?
We posted her MySpace account, like, and I think JP even read it off on the air.
Yeah, we checked out her MySpace.
She's my MySpace friend. She's the lunch meet MySpace friend.
Did she not leave?
I really have no idea.
Oh, well, then what's all the secrecy about? Jesus.
I don't know. I was just playing along.
I see.
Doc, I got a question for you. How do you feel about male strippers?
They got their place.
Keep my wife
busy where I'm at the other place.
What kind of question is that? No remorse.
What about female strippers?
Oh, they're nice.
They have their place.
Good?
Oh, yeah.
Of course.
Good. I mean, I have my own models that I really like, but...
Hey. Is this coming from someplace? Like, is there a... Or are you just
curious? Never mind. So anyway, I got a question for you.
I don't like this guy's attitude.
Oh, come on. He's got a question. Let him ask.
He does have a question. I promise.
Yeah. All right. What's your real question?
Oh, I got a question about venting. Venting gases and stuff. You guys were talking about that earlier.
I just vented some gas a minute ago. Yeah, go on.
Well, with the residual yeast that's left in beer when you bottle homebrew, what's an appropriate way to bottle or to vent the methane gas that is produced from the residual yeast in the bottle?
Why are you worried about that?
Oh, opening the cap, you usually vents it plenty.
That's the appropriate way. You should, you know what? Before you pitch it, you should definitely open it
or light it. Yeah, you might want to light it too.
I thought you said he had a real question, JP.
He did. He said, I have a venting question. He didn't tell me what it was.
just light it.
You think I would put something... Shut up, Chris.
I'm just trying to put a little you know, life and craziness into the show tonight, because, you know, guys have been pretty up to business.
We were very business-oriented.
We were trying to be, except we could get to this part.
Because it's business.
Although, I mean, last week you guys segmented it, even with your podcast, which calls out all kinds of forum confusion.
Yeah, I know.
The business side and then the meltdown side. And everyone's like, oh, where's the meltdown?
Yeah, someone was like, hey, how come the show just cuts off and you guys never come back? And someone was like,
dude,
look at the screen.
Part
There's two shows. I didn't think it'd be an issue, but I guess everyone's so used to just it showing up as one. All right, no remorse. Thank you, my friend.
Thanks, ladies. We'll have a surprise for you next week.
Stop calling me Shirley.
Later, brother.
Later.
Cheers.
Never call
me Shirley. 888-401-BEER. We are getting out of here pretty soon. I got Bub calling in.
Oh. Put the timer on.
Boo.
Hey, Boob.
Hey.
What's happening?
Yeah, what was it? Hey, learn a little comedy for you.
I guess he's done already. No, sorry. Go ahead, Bub. I cut you off, but now you're back.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Learn comedy. I mean, what? Who has to learn comedy?
What was with the what's his nads? It was all like trying to make funny and wasn't doing very well.
I don't know. Yeah, that's why I just ended up like not liking his attitude, because if it's not funny, it just comes out as attitude.
So you go, what do I do with methane? Yeah. No, you see, you're listening to the Brewing Network. You gotta say, well, how do I vent it when I shit on her face?
There you go, Bub.
See, Bub's right. That's funny.
And the same answer applies. You open the cap.
Yeah. Well, that's right. You know, Bub, in the other caller's defense, you're a veteran. You've been around for a while, and then some people are newer, so you got to give them time to acclimate.
Yeah. They've got to see the world a little.
Yeah.
Like you.
Like you have, Bub.
They've got to be skewed horribly.
Exactly. In fact, you should congratulate the guy for not being so skewed.
Yeah.
All right. Is that
Sorry
all?
Sorry that I'm leading you down the wrong path, sir.
Yeah.
Hey, Movember, second week.
I was going to say.
Or not Movember, whatever the fuck it is.
Lips December. Yeah.
Lips December.
Was there like a... There should have been an official vote, by the way, of who was the best Movember.
I still haven't even posted my page yet.
Yeah, you got to post that shit.
Yeah, it wasn't me.
Well, let's do this.
Probably push.
Let's make it part of the BNAs next week. We will make a Mustache of the Year award for Movember. So please look through the forum and but maybe set up a poll or something. If you know what I mean. And we'll vote on the best Mo. I'll give out an award for it next week.
Well, I'll tell you what. And I'm going to piss Henning off, but, dude, you're a skeevy-looking bastard with a Mo.
Yeah, he's...
And so wasn't Henning.
Very creepy.
Oh, God. I mean, I thought little children would run away from me, and the guy from America's Most Wanted was knocking on my door.
Yeah.
Dude, Henning, seriously.
Yeah.
Just shave it, or actually just hide.
Very I thought JP would be scary. That one was much more nerve-wracking. You know who looked badass? And not in like a creepy or uncool way. He looked badass. Is Code. Code Right and Fool.
Oh, yeah.
I never would have expected that out of Code.
That was bullshit, though.
You think that was fake?
No, because he told me what happened. He shaved his beard and just left that part there.
You said they were allowed to do that, I thought.
Well, he was, but then he ended up shaving the whole thing after that. But that picture
is just
of him shaving off his goat. Well,
but it's badass. Like, I talked to Code on the phone a lot. He helps me out with the server, and real kind of soft-spoken
computer.
He looks badass in the Movember picture, man. Like, he could beat up JP.
Oh, yeah. You can do that without him.
You're like, you're kind of scared of him, but then you talk to him, and he's like,
yeah,
like a pansy.
He's like your sister.
Yeah. Like, yeah, exactly. It's like, hey, Nancy, get me a beer, you little. And what's with the prison pussy there?
Yeah. Going? All right, well, we'll have to do an award for it next week. And,
definitely.
Oh, there's the timer. Anything else, Bub?
Lipstick Sember, Bad Rock, rocked it hard.
Oh, he did? Is that in the forum?
Yeah, he stole mine for next week. I was actually going to do almost exactly what he did.
All right, go to the forum, go to off-topic stuff, and you'll see Lips December. I did not see. JP's going to pull it up so we can check it out. All right, thanks, Bub.
Yep, bye.
Later. Okay, getting out of here as soon as we can.
Oh, I got to say something about the thread in the forum about Ralph Olson sounding like Boog. I thought the same thing. When
oh, you did?
Oh, my God, yeah.
Hey, Boog, call in so I can hear, because I don't know. I'm having a memory lapse. It didn't click for me.
It sounds the same.
Oh, does it really?
I thought it was, come on, Boog, you're doing this not to us.
Maybe Ralph has a dual personality.
Yeah, maybe so. Chris, you know Ralph. How cool is Ralph, man?
Oh, Ralph is awesome. JP and I went to Ralph's house. What was that, Easter?
Where?
Yeah,
something like that.
Great paying attention there. A holiday. And his wife and him take us to dinner and all this. He takes us to what Ralph calls his main cottage, which is scary at first.
Uh-huh.
Then turns out to be okay.
Okay.
But
the main cottage?
Yeah.
Where they have the bodies?
Yeah. That's where he kills the girls.
Yeah.
He has his own stripper pool. But he's got a whole computer area. He says that once in a while when he did listen to the show a few times before you scared him away.
Of course.
He's got his whole little computer area, so I figure it's Bub hiding up there.
Yeah, probably so. It could be. Ralph's a lot of fun. That's our show last week. I'm now looking at the picture of Bad Rock in Lips December. Bub, he kind of showed your ass up, man. Now the guy's got to come around and have a look at it. It is Bad Rock beer with
snowflakes.
Christmas tree snowflakes and rat pad all painted on his disgusting torso. And he's got a beer in his hand, which, by the way, Bub often fails to have in his photos. Ugh. He never has a beer in his hand. Boob, he kind of rocked you, man. All right, here's Bub. Hey, Boog, Bug Eater, what's happening?
I'm right here. And you're a little bit late tonight. Had to work tonight.
Yeah, I guess you guys are right.
He's dead on.
Him and Ralph do sound alike.
Yeah.
We're gonna have to.
Rob, can I get some Simcoe this year?
You know what? I just came up with a great game. We're gonna have to play Bug or Ralph, and I'll take sound clips of both. I'll get on the horn here with Bug Eater and have him record some like hop.
You should do that for professional brewers who all know Ralph.
Yeah,
and they have to, like, one of the games they have to play is that.
Right.
Do me a favor, Bug. Can you say a sentence for me?
Like what?
I would love for you to date my daughter, Jason.
Say that, please.
I wouldn't let Jason anywhere near my daughter.
Yeah, smart words.
Ralph's daughter's super hot.
You know how in movies they have, you know, you've got your stunt double. I'm thinking, Bug, you could have like Ralph might want to employ you to, do the work the phones or something so he can go on vacation and it never
be. It'd be great.
Yeah.
Segue right
in. Hops are fun. Have a good day.
I didn't even realize. I wish I had noticed when Ralph was on the horn with us. I could have put you both on.
I noticed that right away and I didn't say anything. And then I saw the thread in the forum. I just laughed.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to call my mother and see if I did have a twin separated from birth.
Wow, you do sound a lot alike.
And you know what it is? It's not just the tone of the voice. It's the meter as well.
Yep.
It's the intonation.
The
it's
flow.
The pausing and the flow. It's the whole thing.
Oh, yeah, it's all there.
You guys are twins, Bug Eater. The thing is, you're both really ugly, too, so it kind of fits.
Oh, like, yeah. That's why I have a beard. It covers a lot of ugly.
Yeah.
That's why they invented them.
All right, I'm going to have to contact Ralph now and see what he thinks about this whole thing. You guys are distant brothers. All right, thanks, Bug.
You're welcome.
We'll see you, brother.
You should have him do a sponsored spot one time.
Yeah.
And as Ralph.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like,
this is Ralph Olson.
All of us Hop Union love the Brewing Network.
Yeah.
Celebrity voice impersonated.
All right, I think I have a caller, right?
Yep.
I got Happy Smurf on the line. Happy, what's happening?
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
How are you, man?
Pretty good. Hey, I was just listening, and you guys were talking about Jamil's Cold Room.
Yeah.
And that reminded me of a system I had set up recently up in Alaska where I spend most of my time. And in the winter, as you know, it gets pretty cold down there. So what I had set up was I put a basically just your run-of-the-mill bathroom fan up in the window.
Okay.
Hooked up to a Johnson temperature controller that would just pull in some cold air and keep the room, like, perfect fermentation temps. And, you know, you could even set up to crash cool some temps and stuff like that when you needed it.
You said Johnson.
Well, unfortunately, I live on a military base, and the housing department, like, came through my apartment one day and flipped out. They, like, I don't know if they thought I was cooking crack or meth or something up in there, but they...
Really?
They, like, sent an email to my manager and, like, the whole freaking world, and they're like, this has to come down immediately and all this crap, so...
Interesting. Why were they even there? That's kind of weird that they would even show up.
He was cooking meth in the other room.
Because he actually was.
Well, I mean, that's besides the point, you know?
Sure.
They should have been there.
I'm talking about this room.
Right. Excellent point, Graham.
Counterpoint.
Well, that's actually a really good idea if you live in a cold place and you've got a room like that. You don't really need much more than a fan and a temp controller.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
What a good idea just to plug it in right to your...
Don't give
that
away.
You know, if your wife's really cold, put her in there.
Yeah. You could also store your wife in the same room, according to
that. Yeah, it was a real small, like, third room for, like, an office or something like that. It was perfect for doing fermentations, and I'm so pissed that they went off the roof about it. But
is this from you, JP, or somebody else? Could you, Happy, could you please say, we represent the Lollipop Guild?
That's got to be Bub. Yeah.
It was passed to me by somebody else, and they want you to say...
Sure, I'll give it a shot here. Hang
thank
on.
You, thank
let me
you.
Compose myself. We represent the Lollipop Guild.
Oh, JP, you ruined the soundbite.
You got to do it again without JP laughing.
Yeah, now because JP laughing in the background. All right, once more. I will mute JP, please. Thank you.
All right. We represent the Lollipop Guild.
That was a question.
Yeah, now I want the whole song now that you've done
that was
it like
a question.
No, I got to draw the line somewhere.
Yes, of course you do. Thanks, Happy. I appreciate it, Ben.
Hey, take care, guys.
Later, brother. JP.
What a good dude.
That is a good dude.
What a good dude.
What a good sport.
Oh.
Was that you or was that Boob?
That was me.
That was you. All right, I think we're done here. I think our work here is done.
Oh, I'm getting a message. Actually, no, there's people waiting in line to try to call in on this thing. Here it is. Code is saying he's going to go up to Rockford and kick Bub's ass, and there won't be anything fake about that.
Yeah. Let's just put the calls through. You don't have to scream.
Are you ready?
Let's forget it. Yeah, go ahead, hang it up. Caller, what's happening?
Hi, it's Vanna.
Hi, Vanna.
Hey, Vanna.
Vanna, what were you two thinking? I mean, you know goddamn well that stripper pole shouldn't have gone to Doc's house.
I know, I am so sorry. But in my defense, it was a shipping address.
I know, but, you know, come on. You know it's got to come to the pad, not to Doc's. I mean,
yeah, you know.
I'm so sorry.
Listen, for future reference and with everybody involved, don't ever trust that Doc and I are sober enough to fill out all the details. Yeah. All right.
And the rest of that stuff we ordered goes to the rad pad.
I
like how you blame her for this.
I know. For our fault.
Well, the thing is, we didn't catch it for like 4 days.
No, we forgot all about it. Jesus. We were just so happy knowing that a stripper pole was
on its way. Yeah.
That's all we cared about. Our work was done.
I know, and I was trying so hard to get it to you guys in a good amount of time.
Oh, you did? Great.
No, that's what I figured, is that you two just really wanted to make sure it was expedited so that by the last show we had the stripper pole installed. But, you know, you would have thought that between the four of us, I mean, you and Bad Rock and me and Doc, that one of us would have thought about the address.
Yeah.
And no, we didn't.
I know.
Schumann's in the other room studying the DVD right now.
Yes.
He might be spending some personal time with the DVD.
The chicks in the DVD are kind of hot. They're not bad looking at all.
You know. Oh, I'm glad you think so.
You've watched it, right?
You know what? I actually haven't.
Oh.
Well, maybe. No, we had the poll at one of our meetings and stuff like that, but I haven't sat down and watched the movie.
Does this company make other polls? I mean, this is my sexy little poll.
Is there a sexy big poll?
Huge pole.
Like, I just get it from a distributor, so.
I see.
You don't know their pole sizes?
Maybe. Yeah. They're a distant distributor, Chris Graham. What are you, she goes around checking their pole sizes all the time? I mean, she's got things to do.
No, but what a good job that would be.
Chris Graham, why don't you read us some of the rules? The stripper pole actually comes with rules.
I like the one.
I think Vanna has a question, though, right?
I don't care. We're talking about the stripper pole now. She can wait with her question. Well,
do you want me to just read the last rule, the most important rule?
Yeah. What is the last rule?
Do not use my sexy little pole while intoxicated.
That's the number one rule for me, but it's use my sexy little pole while intoxicated.
That's why I think you need BN Army shirts that say all the rules, but that's the last one in bold.
That's a great. I think we should make BN Army shirts that have all the rules for the BN stripper pole.
We need some better rules.
Yeah. Hey, where are you at,
We need some cool rules ourselves.
You had a
we
party
just be
or
bogus
something?
Too.
It's all the noise in the
cocktail
background. Hey, Vanna.
Yeah.
What's all the noise in the background? What do you got going on over there?
My dog is getting pissed off at me and throwing his food bowl. I'm sorry.
You taught your dog to speak English? I hear a bunch of like talking and stuff going
on.
It's
the show.
Oh, that's my husband. Will you turn that down?
Yeah, turn the radio down.
That's us.
All right, did you have an actual question?
I did. I had a few, actually. Well, they weren't questions, but Bedrock wanted me to say that the Commercial Brew Exchange ends after the show, so everybody make sure to message him if you want in on that.
Okay, that's in our forum. If you guys want to trade beers, go to the forum. It ends tonight. All right, go on.
And then they want me to ask you in the chat room if I cover my nipples with paint, if I can participate in Lips December.
Is this a real question?
I swear it's all over the forum. They told me to call
it's
in
all
and
over
ask.
The chat room
all
right now.
Slow down here a second. So let me make sure I have all the details here. So Vanna, you are ready to participate in Lips December as long as you cover your nipples.
I'm still a little bit nervous about it, but I did find a paint artist and Adam told me no because they could see nipple through the paint.
Oh.
Just put your little hands like you know, on a Rolling Stone cover.
Oh, yeah, like the Janet Jackson photogram. Well, maybe if the paint is dark enough. Don't you have access to tassels, like little nipple
pasties
and stuff?
Pasties, yeah. Well, the pasties.
You
must
sell pasties.
Definitely uses pasties, but like my breasts would, you know, I don't know.
Let me think about this for a second.
Okay.
What's to think about?
Hang on, I'm still thinking about her bare top on the forum.
Where's your other hand?
Still thinking. Yeah?
Let me give you a
tissue. Yes? Yeah. Hey, yes. Yep.
Hey, it's my forum. I can do whatever I want.
Yes.
Freedom of speech.
Lips December belongs to you, my dear. If you want to participate,
is there a prize for it?
Just cover the nipples in some way, shape, or form.
Yeah, or just someone had a good idea. Just pixel them out in Photoshop.
No, I don't like the pixelation.
No,
it ruins it.
No,
or just a little bit of pixelation.
No, do pasties or something.
Then Photoshop asshats over them or something.
There you go. Just Photoshop asshats
pasties.
Yeah. Really? You guys, what are you two, the most liberal couple on earth? Are you two swingers as well?
No, definitely not.
That's a yes.
But I used to do some lingerie modeling, so 20,000 plus people have seen them.
Oh, so what's a few?
20,000 plus doesn't sound like lingerie modeling.
Sounds like the kind of lingerie modeling that happens Thursday night at a dive bar. Thursday afternoon for lunch.
Yeah.
So what's 2 million more?
When can we expect this posting to occur?
I don't know. I'm still nervous about it. So they keep posting.
Relax, have a home brew.
Tell you what, I just posted.
Yeah, look at who am I to discriminate, right? I mean, I can't say that men can
we
do it and women can't.
We don't want you to get sued for being like
a chauvinist.
Yeah.
And please by all means participate, Vanna.
All right. Well, then I'll keep thinking about it. So, those are all my questions.
All right, and don't be shy about getting your friend to participate as well.
With you.
Oh. Ooh, double bonus points for two.
sets in the same picture.
Two sets.
Yeah.
Two sets of photographs?
Of contenders.
I see.
Yeah.
Yeah, like what happened to that girl? She vanished after the GABF. Don't be afraid to post pictures of her as well.
Oh, okay.
All right. Vanna.
Okay.
Thank you for the poll. I'm looking at it now. It's actually still as
you can see that. Sorry.
As I walk into the to the studio from break, I'm still
in awe.
Yeah, like you come in and it still surprises me to see it there. There's a stripper pole in the middle of our studio. When we get it properly set up with the disco ball and the fog machine and the spotlight, which are all here, just need to be mounted. We'll post pictures of our stripper pole.
Nice.
Yeah, we've got a whole.
Thank you for doing that for us.
Yeah, we really appreciate it. No, Vanna
no
gave
problem.
Us a,
just one quick question, though. You guys are going to, like, permanently mount it before anybody gets on there, right?
It's fairly permanently mounted anyway. No, it's they use some bubble gum. And,
we screwed it into the joist. It's not going anywhere.
See, Doc wants it permanently mounted. Me, I think it'd be kind of funny if some fat load got on it and happened to fall over. But no, I think we're actually even going. You know what sucks is, so I rent, and we've got a concrete floor. And Doc's, I said, Doc, how are we going to permanently mount it when I have a concrete floor? And Doc's answer, because he could
shoot a nail.
Yeah, he could give a shit. He's like, oh well, don't worry, I've got the concrete nail gun.
No renter's going to care if you put a stripper pole up in the garage.
Well, but when we move, there's going to be these four giant holes in the ground.
No, there'll be a stripper pole.
Oh, it's coming with us. Are you kidding me? So Doc doesn't care about my landlord.
JP on there first to make sure it's safe for Vivo.
What are you trying to say? I'm a fat load?
Yes.
Okay.
No, you're not a fat load. You're a big fat load.
Thank you.
Thank you, Vanna, and thanks, Vanna, sending us the poll, too, and also for giving us a sweet discount. The BN Army loves you.
Oh, sure, no problem. Okay, one more thing. Bad Rock's asking me for your guys' address. I made you guys a little present.
Give it to her.
I'll give it to you in the, I'll PM you in the chat here.
Yeah, he'll do it in the chat.
Okay, to the rat pad, not to Doc's house, please.
Yes. Much better.
We'll give you the rat pad. Oh, so we already know that it's naughty, so that's good. Thanks,
yeah,
Vanna.
Yeah, it is.
All right.
Yeah, it is.
Bye.
Right. Not going to give her a plug for that?
Vanna's my new favorite caller, by the way. You know, a while ago it was Icky, and then No Remorse for about a week and a half was my favorite caller. But Vanna has quickly taken over that position.
Hey. Yes.
Being female?
Hey, yes. And sort of naughty.
Yeah,
and that.
A naughty female?
Yes, being a naughty female.
Works for me.
Branson,
what's happening?
That's a legitimate question.
A legitimate question from Branson. What's happening, my brother?
See if we can give him an illegitimate answer.
Yeah, he's apparently on a train or something. Hey, Branson.
Hey.
What's happening, man?
Oh, shit. I can barely hear you.
Oh. Sorry about
that. So talk louder.
Yeah, what's...
Yeah, okay. Is that better?
That's much better.
No, we can hear you.
Great.
Hey, listen louder.
I actually do have a real question about the exhaust.
Okay.
On, like, say if you want to put a system like the two pump system that B3 sells, or that Brutus that was in BYO. If you wanted to put something like that in a small basement room,
yeah.
Could you just use a big vent hood to actually exhaust the fumes from the burners as well?
What's that in the? The moisture coming up, you're going to put a lot of steam in the air.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
But the main thing is you got to have some makeup air coming in, so you're going to need another
blower.
Another blower, another fan, somehow getting air in back into the room.
Now, these aren't like a home kitchen vent system. That's not near big enough.
I'm thinking something like, you know, like an HVAC, a tinner guy. Would bend up a nice big hood there. And
absolutely. Some galvanized. I mean, you don't have to go stainless. You can go galvanized and be just fine.
Yeah. But you got to have enough makeup air coming back in.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there's nothing. You couldn't put anything big enough that you couldn't hood out of it. But, I mean, obviously.
So if you have pretty much a vacuum that no matter how big a fan you have exhausting, it's just not going to pull.
Yeah.
So you're going to need to have some way to get air in there.
Yeah.
And so you got it's a push and pull system.
Well, what about? I mean, you could just crack a window in the other room or open a window. Right?
Well, that's what I have to do. I can't. There's so much heat going in that room that I have to have all the windows and the door open.
Depending on how far that window is away, to whether you need a blower or not to actually
make the makeup error for
if
you.
If you're going to want to actually be up to code and you know, have your maybe...
If you want to be the fire code, insurance, don't put a brewery in your basement.
Yeah. But if you probably could get away with it, but if you want your insurance to kick in after you burn the place down...
Don't put a brew house in your basement if you want that.
Okay. But well, then I have another question that kind of goes along with that. Okay. So, RVs and, like, campers and stuff, they all run on propane, right?
Yeah, they do, but they're running low BTU appliances.
And they also have a gas meter in the gas alarm that tells you when there's gas flowing.
But if you take a typical stove that's in there or a refrigerator that's running off propane or whatever, you're barely talking over 15,000 BTUs.
Okay.
So the heat's
not... So propane is out inside?
No, not necessarily.
Not necessarily. Doc uses propane, but he happens to live in an area where it's rural, so he has a big propane tank, one of those ones that looks like the U-Haul or wherever you get your... Yeah, wherever you get your propane filled.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Well, so it's not out of the question. You just have to take the right precautions.
Yeah. You can even run...
Make sure you have it vented well enough.
Yeah, incoming air, outgoing air. And you'll be fine.
I've even heard of setups, people using portable propane tanks, long lines, but they're doing with bigger diameters than would typically run in an RV or a houseboat.
Okay. And one more thing to clarify the floor system thing. So you were saying concrete's okay for as far as spraying stuff off
and
getting water on it.
It's kind of ideal,
actually.
But it's
still wort on there. I mean, that's gonna wick into the concrete, right?
No, it really doesn't. I've had this for 5 years, and I haven't had a problem since.
I mean, you got to hose it off that night, you know. You can't.
I'm lazy like
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that, Doc.
Doc has called me on days where he's been like, yeah, I don't really remember pitching the yeast.
Oh, no, I do know that. Yeah, that's true.
No, I've gotten up. I got to get up this morning. I got to go pitch the yeast, and the empty starter's the empty dirty starter is in the sink.
All right, so you just left crap sitting on that floor for a couple days and it still comes off?
It depends on the concrete, who poured it, how long it cured for, or where you are in the country.
I wouldn't worry about
Ideally,
it.
Ideally, seal it. I mean, sealant's not all that expensive for concrete, so an epoxy base or whatever.
Well,
but
you can just buy that aerosol can shit, too, right?
Absolutely.
I really wouldn't worry about it that much.
And so shower board on the framing there down to the concrete.
Sure. Yeah.
And that's good enough for spraying shit off. And
yeah, just make sure your joint, like any overlapping joints are actually overlapped and have a good seal.
I would still put down the drywall and then put the shower board on top of that.
Some green board.
Yeah,
green
board. And then shower board on top. You don't have to go all the way up, just like
wainscoting. And a lot of silicone caulk, right?
Yeah. Something
said caulk.
I like how you emphasize that.
Lots and lots of silicone caulk.
Yeah.
All right,
guys. I appreciate it.
Sure. Thanks,
all
my
right,
brother. Cheers.
I did.
All right. I got Keith calling in on the Skype here. Keith, what's happening, brother? How are you?
What's going on, guys? Pretty good. How you doing?
We're doing great, man.
You sound way too sober.
Yeah, you do sound very straight and sober and straight.
Well, I'm trying.
Sounds like he wants to learn something. Crap.
Yeah, what's up, Keith?
I do have some real questions. I guess, you know, when I think about, you know, doing a brew house, I'm thinking, you know, permanent, you go to like a big kind of thing. You want to do like 20 gallons at least, right?
Sure.
I mean,
that's depends on you and how much you drink and how much your friends come over and all that.
No, I disagree with Graham. Yes, you want 20 gallons.
20 gallons. Yeah. That's what I do.
I brewed on both systems. I disagree.
Hands down, 20 gallons.
It seems like, you know, like a big investment. So, you're going to want to do it right. So,
yeah.
My question is like with fluid transfer, because you want to, you know, I don't want to move 20 gallons of stuff. You know, I don't want to lift it.
On lifting?
Yeah.
No, when you got a 20 gallon system, you don't lift a lot of stuff. It's all pumped from one conical or one vessel to the next one. So
you need to have your fermentation temperature control stuff and, you know, your fridge or whatever it is, like right near your sculpture.
Typical mag drive pump can pump about 40 feet or so.
Yeah, but and you're going to lose, if you're worried about losing stuff in the tubing, brew a little bit more.
Or you can use CO2 on the hot end if you want to clean your lines out afterwards.
Yeah. I don't know what that means.
But he's thinking how far do I have to pump this stuff?
No, I understand what that means. I don't understand the CO2 on the hot end.
Oh, if you're worried about losing the Doc was talking about you're going to lose liquid.
You can lose a gallon
then you can hit it with CO2 to push it into the conical or whatever.
What I found too is when I'm getting down to that last gallon or so, it's got a lot of trub in it.
Yeah, so,
so I use that to actually push it almost all the way there, and that's when I cut it off at the conicals when the trub starts getting up to the conical.
Yeah,
and so I don't worry about losing what's in line at that point.
Okay, is that good, Keith?
Yeah, that's good. And then the other question I had is on a system that big, like a 20-gallon system, how do you do clean in place? Like, what do you do with all the trub, and what do you do with all the grain? I guess you have a tippy dump for the grain, but what do you do for the boil kettle?
They're removable.
Yeah, those kettles aren't that heavy.
And if you've got a floor drain, now you can dump most of the trub into wherever you're putting the grain. I use a wheelbarrow. And put that in there, and then you can just pretty much wash on the floor. So you got a big kettle, so I just wash right on the floor. I can turn them off, turn them over, and they drain right on the floor into the floor drain. So I don't have to worry too much about that.
True clean in place is very expensive. If you wanted me to take all your kettles, dome the bottom so that you get full drainage on everything, you're talking a ridiculous amount of money for clean in place on a kettle that weighs 15 pounds.
Yeah.
At best.
Yeah.
But we'll do it.
Okay, because I was thinking, like, you know, if you did... Like,
thanks, AP, for that.
That you would do, like, you know, you could use, like, a shop vac or something, a wet dry vac to get that stuff.
You know, it's not that heavy. The big problem is always going to be the lot of grain and how you got to get that into...
Yeah, I would wonder how many times that wet dry vac would work if you tried to suck your whole mash
out. Yeah, it would get smelling pretty bad. And you're really not going to need it for most of it, because when... What's left in the boil kettle is very little. You can easily lift that up.
Yeah. Like Doc, I've brewed many 20-gallon batches, and it's really not as bad as most people would think.
All right. Is that cool, Keith?
That's great. Thanks, guys.
All right, brother. Right, thanks, man.
Appreciate it.
Later. I was looking at this.
You were looking at my sexy little pole?
Yeah.
Looking at my sexy little pole.
The chick who's on the instructional manual for my sexy little pole, and she's also the one in the DVD?
Yeah.
She's fucking hot.
I have a feeling that DVD is going to be played a few times tonight for Justin.
Yeah, well. Hopgoblin, you're on the line. What's happening, brother?
Hey, guys.
Hey.
How are you?
Good. Long time no speaky.
Yeah, it's been a while. What's the word?
I tried sobriety for a little while, so...
Really?
Didn't work out too well for you, huh?
Glad to have you back. Yeah.
I'm back off the wagon.
Listen, when all you guys are ready to start these really stupid ideas like that, give me a call first. I could have nipped that in the butt right away, Hopgoblin.
Next time I will.
All right.
Well, I'm only talking about sobriety from, like, hard liquor. That didn't include beer and pot.
Oh, okay.
I'm glad you clarified that.
That doesn't count, right?
Yeah. Then in which case, good job. We applaud that.
That's hilarious. I love it when people do that. Oh. They're like, I'm not going to drink wild turkey anymore. Okay, yeah, good for you.
I'm going to give up bourbon for Lent.
Yeah. I don't do drugs. I mean, well, I smoke weed, but I don't do drugs.
And I drink alcohol.
I laid off the heroin for a few weeks.
Yeah, good for you.
Didn't you hear, Arnold? Marijuana is not a drug. It's a leaf.
Did he say that?
Oh, yeah.
I want to know if we're going to get a picture of Doc with his, like, cool homo mustache on my little... swinging pole, whatever it's called.
He did not participate in November.
I couldn't. I had too many things going on in November. My wife would have killed me.
It was Jew Day or something.
Sexy little pole, by the way.
Didn't you? What did you have?
That would be the winner.
He had a bar mitzvah to go to.
I had a bar mitzvah to go. Then we had holiday pictures for the family.
I've seen holiday pictures with the mustache.
Let's ask this. Were you in a red sweater this year for the holiday pictures?
No, I actually wore a suit.
What?
I was a suit.
That broke tradition.
Yeah, I know.
Scott's like 7 years of pictures on his kitchen fridge of him in a red sweater.
I hate sweaters. It's the only time of the year for 4 hours that I actually wear a sweater.
Hey, are we going to have a Christmas dinner, a BN Christmas dinner this year, Doc? We did it last year.
Yeah, we did it last year. We should do it again.
Should we wear suits?
I'm actually coming up for Christmas.
No.
To Berkeley.
What's that, Hopgoblin?
I said I think I'm going to be coming up Christmas to Berkeley for Christmas.
Oh, yeah, you're not invited, though.
I'm going to be coming up Christmas to Berkeley.
I'm just effing.
Well, thanks.
We should all dress up real nice.
Yeah.
I'll dress up real nice.
And then go to, like, Artie's.
I have a nice sweater with the holes cut out for the nipples.
Nice. All right, invited. You're in.
I thought that would get me in.
Yeah, now you're in.
All right, guys. Well, I just
haven't talked in a while. I wanted to say hi. I wanted to let you know I'm still around.
All right, I'm glad you did.
Back with
glad
the drinking.
Glad you're drinking. Yeah, way to fall
so,
off.
Oh, I gotta leave you with one thing. So I recently made some chocolate truffles, like really good chocolate truffles. That I made a couple. I made a small amount of cousin truffles. You know.
Yeah.
You know, I'm always doing shit like that.
Yeah.
So one of my good cousin friends came over, and I made one specially for him. And
a bomber.
We went out to look at my kegerator out back for a few minutes, and I came back in, and the thing was missing. And I'm like, dude, did you eat your thing?
Yeah.
He's like, no. Turns out my little chihuahua had jumped up on the table.
Oh, Jesus.
And scarfed this thing down.
So how high was that chihuahua?
And have his stomach pumped. But
oh, you had to have him pumped?
How do you explain that one to the vet?
I didn't know what the fucking cousin was going to do to him.
Nothing. It would have made him crazy and sleepy for a night.
The chocolate would have killed him.
No, it couldn't have been that much chocolate.
Chihuahua.
How big was the truffle?
Like 10. It was like an ounce of dark chocolate.
He'd have been fine. He'd have been fine.
On a 12-ounce dog.
So what did you tell the vet?
He'd have been puking and feeling good at the same time.
The dog ate Drano?
Yeah, what did you tell the vet? That's a good question, Doc.
I didn't mention the cousin. I just said he ate a lot of chocolate.
I would have loved to see that little guy all high.
The dog gets all hyper.
Poor little bastard. No,
the dog doesn't have a medical card, so you know I didn't want to get him in any trouble.
Yeah, of course. All right, man. Thanks, brother.
All right.
Later.
See you later. Bye.
All right. I got Gucci on the line. Lots of phone calls coming through. I'm trying to get out of here. But, Gooch.
It ain't going
to
happen.
Hey, guys.
What's happening, brother? Gooch just went to Australia to visit Ozzy. Well, not just to visit Ozzy. He was there on a mission or something.
From God.
Gooch, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh.
Yeah, good phone call.
Yeah, well, you got anything to say?
Oh, of course I do.
Oh, okay.
Actually, I've got some stuff that Oz recommended, and I'm bringing back to you guys next week. By the way, what's the cover charge for next week's show?
It's $15 out the door.
For a very stripper Christmas?
Two drink.
Oh, I'll be there.
Two drink minimum.
Yeah.
Just two drink
you
minimum.
You have to drink two of Shad's.
You have to bring two drinks.
Belgian pails. You got to bring two of Justin's beers. Or drink.
You know, you bring your own stripper, you get in free.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's the cover charge.
She's like, I'll pay the cover.
She doesn't have to be a stripper when she gets here.
You got to bring a chick.
I'll swing downtown at Oakland. I'll bring something by.
Oh, nice. Oh. Nice.
Little Oak Town.
Hey,
this thing has a weight limit.
The brew shop. What about using glycol? Anyone ever use that? I know it's mostly used for wine.
Oh, no. Glycol is used in brewing all the time.
Yeah, I'm surprised that Doc doesn't have a glycol.
There are a few homebrewers using glycol. There's a guy on our forum who did a whole huge glycol system. Conical's chilling his wort, doing a whole bunch of stuff with it. But, that's the ultimate right there.
I would say
Doc doesn't have it.
I mean, the thing is,
don't let Doc know, or he's going to make me set this up in his house.
No, you know why? Honestly, why Doc doesn't have it? Like with the conicals, the temp-controlled conicals,
you don't need it.
You don't need it, right? It's really the same difference. I mean, to be honest, if he didn't have temp-controlled conicals the way you guys set it up, he'd have glycol.
Yeah,
I know
true,
he would.
True.
But it would be overkill, wouldn't it? I mean, you guys do the same thing with a tiny unit.
Yeah.
Attached to a conical
unit.
Stop talking about my tiny unit.
All right.
Well, I was also curious, do you guys ever, I was curious because I'm actually sitting in a cold room, not so much like Jamil because I know that I can't wire like he does for air conditioners. I know that's kind of ghetto. But what about trying to use, refrigeration units out of walk-in coolers and things like that? They got them on Craigslist.
Yeah, JP and I did a glycol system for a wine room. Where we were running a glycol for the beer and a little separate unit to keep a room cooled. I don't think those are really designed for very cold. They're designed. I know there are some big, huge units designed for very cold that run off of glycol, but that requires huge glycol units. I haven't seen anything on the small level.
Huge unit.
They're mostly black.
Yeah.
Oaktown. Yeah.
Hey, I'll make sure I seal everything with a big bead of Black Cock, too. So.
Speaking of black, where's my wallet?
Of course you will.
All right. I'll drop that beer off from Oz. He thinks it's the best in the world. It's called VB. You guys will enjoy it.
Oh, good. Some Victoria bitter. Perfect. Thanks, Gooch.
Juice.
Later.
Are we done yet?
No, we have.
Are we there yet?
We got Matt on the phone. He's the guy who sent me the Lysol and the hand sanitizer, I guess. Nice. Matt, what's happening, brother?
Hey, Justin. Merry Christmas.
Hey, I really appreciate that. It came with no name. It just said Sam's Club on it, so I didn't know.
Well, you know.
I didn't know who sent
according
it.
According to them, it still hasn't been delivered, so I don't know if you're going to get more of them. I don't know.
Oh, that'd be great, because even though you sent me a whole bunch, you can never have enough.
You can never have too much sanitizer.
Matt sent me two giant cans of Clorox disinfectant spray.
Lysol.
No, it's Clorox.
Is it?
Yeah. It's even
I didn't even know Clorox.
It's more powerful than Lysol.
And it eliminates odors, which is key for a stripper pole.
Yes. And a gallon jug of the hand sanitizer gel.
Does that work for lubricant?
None of which will be going to waste, my friend.
No, I'm sure it works for lube, right?
Yeah, I can't thank you enough. All right, what a kind gift.
You can sanitize the stripper pole with the spray thing.
It's already been done.
Yeah. I'm going to sanitize the strippers with that stuff.
They
too.
Walk in the door and
I will rub them down.
Delousing.
Yeah. So it will all go to good use, my friend. Thank you very much.
All right. You're welcome, Justin.
Cool, brother. And if we don't talk to you before then, you know, say on next week's A Very Stripper Christmas, then have yourself a happy holiday.
Oh, thank you very much.
All right, brother. Cheers.
Okay. Bye.
Yeah, cool stuff. People get very generous this time of year and start sending us nice things, and we get cards and stuff like that. So I'll let you know as they come in. This one came in unnamed, though, so all I could do is...
Let me know as they come in so I can see them, too.
Yes, I let you see them last year, just late, you know.
Like November.
So are we going to do a Christmas dinner, Doc? We should, right?
We probably should.
We'll do it in January. So that way everyone can just get through their shit, you know. I know it's always a pain in the ass this time of year. Maybe we'll even invite Chris Graham this time.
I wouldn't.
Would he show up? Well, we'll invite his wife anyway. Amy's cool. Amy can come. Chris Graham has to pay extra if he wants to come.
Yeah, send the Amster over.
I was really thinking we'd invite Chris Graham because, like, they could buy the dinner.
Yeah, we'll be in Florida because I knew that was the reason.
What do you mean you'll be in Florida?
Go to Florida for Christmas.
You do?
See Grandma?
Look at you guys. You're so... that is a very East Coast thing to do, Chris Graham. You are an East Coaster.
I grew up there.
He's in California. He still goes to Florida for Christmas.
It's only to see Grandma. I mean, come on.
I see.
Soon,
you're going to retire in Florida,
she was like, she's 85 years old. She was dancing at my wedding. I mean, like, out there dancing for like a full hour. How much time did JP spend dancing
Zero.
At my wedding?
Zero time dancing.
What?
Zero.
I danced, right?
Zero? I think so. No, I kind of swayed so a little.
I don't think you did dance, though.
I think you swayed.
No, I danced the first dance with my date.
With your date.
Yeah.
Chris Graham had hot chicks at his wedding.
Yes, he did.
His wife knows some hotties.
She employs a lot of hotties.
There was a couple of fake breasts.
Maybe
around.
She could get some hotties for the stripper pool.
Ooh. Ooh. Now we're talking.
Yeah.
Okay, now Amy is invited to next week's
I'll work on that this week.
And yeah, see if we can get, especially.
I have one specially in mind right
yes,
now.
Yes, and I have the same one, and she has got big fake ones. And,
Bad?
Bolt-ons.
No,
like
nothing bad about it at all.
Store-bought's good.
Yeah. Bolt-on.
Can we get to work on that?
I'll work on it.
First thing tomorrow?
Maybe even tonight.
Thank you, Graham. See, Graham's always looking out for...
yeah, he says that.
Looking out for the home brewer. JP, hey, Captain Negativity,
look,
will you
shut
give
up.
Him the benefit of the doubt?
Stay on topic!
Like, getting off the air.
That ain't happening anytime soon.
All right, we've got our... this is it. We're out of here after this call. We've got our Drunk of the Week call. Says his wife's bitching at him, which already gives him points for being Drunk of the Week, I think.
Well, I could go home for that.
Is this Ragdy?
Justin!
Yeah!
I'm toasted, man. And my wife's, like, totally fucking blowing me off.
Really? She's angry with you.
I'm not yelling, Doc.
Well, you are.
Good
she's,
beer.
She's,
she doesn't eat drink. She doesn't know good beer.
But you do. Yeah, you know good beer. She just doesn't want you to yell about it. It sounds like.
Well, but it's great, man. I mean,
it's shouted from the highest
good
building.
Beer, you'd be like running down the street, being like, "This is good beer."
Yeah.
Everybody partake. you know, the Lord giveth good beer, and the wife taketh away when she
gets.
I don't know.
That's great. Yeah, I'm gonna say that at Thanksgiving dinner during prayer.
Right. What's your wife's name?
Elizabeth.
Oh, okay, I had to think.
Let me talk to Liz.
Okay. Hey, Elizabeth.
I like how he had to think about his wife's name.
think I want to talk to you.
Couldn't call her that dumb.
Southern California.
I want to hear the no. I want to hear her yelling no.
I want to hear in the background.
Yeah. All right, here she comes.
Thank you.
She's either a smile or she's about to bite my arm off.
One or the other, same.
Yeah.
Hello?
Hi, Elizabeth.
Okay, I can't hear them if you're yelling at me.
He is kind of a yeller, isn't he?
Yeah.
He is labeled by all my friends as the loudest man on earth.
I have a soft spot in my heart for him because I'm usually that person as well. I tend to be the loudest guy. Well, he's calling in to register for Drunk of the Week, and we often like to go to a partner or significant other to find out exactly what's been going on. Can you vouch for what he's been drinking this evening?
It's either a Belgian White or a Stella's White or something like that. It's definitely a homebrew of his.
And a whole bunch of it.
I can vouch for that at least.
Elizabeth sounds real cute, doesn't she?
Yeah.
A little bubbly.
Yeah. She's a nice sounding lady. How long have you two been married?
Too long? 3 days after Christmas will be 9 years.
9 years.
Wow.
So she knows him well enough to just put up with this loudness.
Yeah.
I'm not drunk!
We did in high school. I think I know just about as loud as he can be.
I see.
Whoa.
And do you two have children?
Hold on, they're talking to me. Do you want him to drunk of the week or not?
Yeah. He's winning, I'll tell you that.
He's saying that he'll throw up on the phone to win it.
Wow. I'm not staying on that.
Though, as we are in a new house.
One drunk, one cup?
He might be the most dedicated drunk of the week we've had in a while.
Wow.
You know what? He logs on to dial-up and ties up my phone line every Sunday night.
He does.
Wow.
I would say that's dedication, just logging on and getting the streaming done.
Yeah. All right.
Yelling at the back. I love it.
Okay, I want you to inform your husband that he is now officially drunk of the week.
He's going to pee off the front porch.
He's going to pee off the front porch. Perfect.
Yes, we have 2.5 bathrooms, and he just has to pee off the front porch just because he's on the radio.
No, of course
territory.
He does.
He's a man.
And he's drunk of the week. You pee outside when you're drunk of the week.
Yeah.
You gotta make a plaque on the studio
now.
Floor if you don't.
Yeah.
At least it wasn't on my new floor.
That's good. it's always a positive.
Keep on the sunny side.
All right. I hope he also pukes in the appropriate places.
Yeah. Have him puke in the air.
You know, I have to give him credit. He's never puked in my car, and he's never puked in the house. So he always manages to say, pull over, just at the right time.
He's a polite puker.
He's a good pet.
Bye. Yeah.
All right, Elizabeth, thank you for talking with us, and please give him a hug and a kiss and congratulate him for being drunk of the week.
No, his best cute smells too bad to give my kiss. It smells too much like beer.
Tap him on the shoulder.
Maybe a kiss on the cheek.
Him a hug.
Yeah, there you go. Good enough.
Give him a high five.
Maybe from across the room, tell him good job.
Yeah, slap him on the butt.
Send him to bed.
I'll have to do that. He will definitely laugh about this conversation tomorrow when he listens to it from work.
I'm sure he will.
Because he won't remember it.
Yeah, tell him to play it for his boss as well.
No, wait, just throw up, honey. They already gave you drunk of the week without throwing up.
Yes. Although,
I have to go that extra step.
Although, we will accept it if he's about to.
Hold on. What?
If he's about to, we'll accept
for sure.
Throwing up.
If he what?
If he is about to throw up, we'll accept that.
You'll accept that or assess it?
Right. Both.
I'll tell you.
Yeah. It'll be a deal clincher.
No, I don't want him to throw up in my house.
Have him throw it right where he peed.
Yeah, put him back on the phone.
You
real
know,
quick,
I found that throwing up in the garbage disposal is the best.
You too. Take care.
He's got to throw up right in the garbage disposal. That's the best.
Justin.
Yeah.
Hey, don't believe it, man. We just done arguing about the whole lunch meat cunt episode in the car. Oh, shit, I'm getting yelled at again. Hold on, man. I got to get outside before she kicks me out.
First of all, I'm not sure what show you're talking about. I don't acknowledge that program. And
that was on, it must have been an ABC broadcast, because it certainly doesn't live up to the quality of CBS and their CBS radio broadcaster.
No,
I wouldn't imagine not.
Hey, so are you going to uke on the air or what?
Oh, do you want me to, man? Because I got to get rid of some of the shit.
You don't have to, but if...
I'm in bed at, like, midnight.
Your wife did say it was cool if you do it in the house this time only.
Yeah, you don't...
She said she preferred on the couch.
I'd, like, built this house. I'd, like,
I think she wants the nuke on her.
On the couch.
I built it. You know, she doesn't tell me where to puke. I tell her where... I built this thing, man!
Doc's experimenting with electricity over here. You better wrap this up.
All right, yeah, we got to go. So I'm not saying you have to, but if you're about to, I mean, we might as well do it on the air.
Uke big.
I can, man. I got to do it anyway, you know, to keep my Hollywood-style figure. Right. I got to purge every now and then.
Right. Uke proud, baby. Uke proud.
Do it. Get yourself a bucket and let's do it. Make it happen.
All right, man. Hold on a second.
All right. Brewing Network first, ladies and gentlemen. Our drunk of the week is actually going to Uke on the air.
Uke of the week.
He an army for life.
Oh, God damn it.
Oh, God, that tastes like fucking Burger King.
What did you just Uke into?
Oh.
Now the sponsors object.
It's on the front. I think it's on the front porch, but we're out in the sticks, so.
Oh, Chris Graham objects to what just happened on the program.
Hey, just hose it off. You got the hose over by there? Did you put a hose bib over near the...
Oh, I wish I could rewind and get that sound bite right now. Wow. I'll tell you what, you know, the BNAs are next week, and you just put yourself in the running for Drunk of the Year, my friend.
Oh, man.
You got anything else in there?
Epic. Oh,
I got a crap real big.
Oh, man.
Oh, God.
I feel like I could... God, man, I could drink like 3 more beers and take a fucking goat. This is great.
Take a goat?
Shit.
Oh, man.
Okay, Ragdy, my friend.
Now, Ragdy, I want you to scream, this is my house.
This is my house, man. This is what it's all about. Austin is in the middle of fucking... I'm yelling and there's nobody that can hear me. I'm in the middle of nowhere.
There's a lot of people hearing you.
Like Ric Flair. Woo! Oh, man. Oh. God, I feel fantastic.
Yeah, you do.
Man, if I knew where my keys were, I'd take my motorcycle out to drive.
That's always a good combo.
Elizabeth, keep his keys, please, my dear. All right. Hey, congratulations, my friend.
Thank you. Hey. Gross.
Have a good night.
B-R-O-S-T, I think. My spelling sucks.
No, you're right.
I love the BN Army. Thank you for all you've done for my brewing. And woo!
All right. Prost, my brother.
Hey.
Choose.
Email me when you're in Austin, Texas, man. Beer's on me.
You got it. I will.
I'll bet it is
that.
On you.
All right, brother. Later.
If I could feel anything, I would tell you. I love you guys. Thanks so much. I'll let you go because I know there's other people trying to call in.
Cheers. Prost.
All right. I love you guys. Bye.
Bye.
Ooh, good Lord. That was a good one.
We got one of those good ones in a long time.
If that guy gets on a motorcycle, we need to send a folded Brewing Network flag to his house.
Oh, you're not kidding, man. All right. Wow. Thanks for hanging out, everybody. Chris Graham has decided to cancel his sponsorship of the Brewing Network.
I draw my line somewhere.
Wow. JP, meanwhile, is looking up strippers on the web. Hopefully for next week's installment of A Very Stripper Christmas here on the BN.
Can we get a couple professionals in here?
Well, Doc, that's a question you ought to ask yourself, really. I mean, you know what the BN's
we have the poll.
Account looks like, but we do have the poll.
And you have Doc.
And we have Doc. We could maybe do a collection and charge, like Gucci said, a cover for people to get in.
Then we have special donations for next week.
Yeah.
It could happen.
The wheels are turning.
Yes.
All right, everybody. Tune in next week. Pay attention to the website and the forum because we might do the show an hour early. We might start at 4. I got to get out of here to visit a friend's fundraiser. So stay tuned for that. I'll let you know if that's going to happen. And tell friends if it does. Check out the Brewing Network store where you can buy a bunch of cool stuff. And also our donations page if you want to participate and donate to keep this kind of stuff happening. Whatever this kind of stuff is, you can just go to our donate page and it kind of takes care of all the work for you. You can do recurring donations or one-time donations, and it helps a lot. Buy Brew Your Own magazine right through our website. Click on the banner and you get a great magazine, and it helps us too. So that's a real cool way to support, because it's a magazine you should be subscribed to anyway. Click those ads that rhyme with frugal, because that doesn't cost you anything and it also helps us out. And then last and certainly not least, maybe the most important thing you could be doing is to visit and help out our sponsors. They're the ones that make this kind of stuff happen. So tell them where you came from and buy from them, because they're really kind of going the extra mile to participate in the homebrew community, and they're doing it for you guys. So check all that out. We'll be back next week with our Christmas show, the Brewing Network Awards. It's our second annual BNAs, and also a very stripper Christmas.
It's looking up.
Yeah, it's going to be a good day.
Yes. Up and up.
Going to be a good year-end bash. Thanks, kids. Have yourselves a good night, and we'll see you next week.
See ya.
Bye. All the time. Yeah, I think I'll have me.